Yeah. This for all the plugs I met. Yeah. This for all the plugs I met. And the trenches, you can't even get the trenches.
La música de Harry Fry.
Yeah, you anything like me? Them hand-to-hand sales made you. I'm one of them hustlers, you gotta tell thank you. Got advice from my dog, I accept it cause it's love. He said we did the work, you giving too much credit to the plug. That was us on that corner, Montana and Genesee. When niggas couldn't sell it they self, they was hitting me. I was one call away, I pull up with the drugs with me. And you don't know the pressure of owing the plug 50. Got a jail call, he told me stay dangerous, take it easy. Was in the day room and couldn't believe he see me on TV. He spent money on this bitch every time he got work through. Cost 7 years and she only visited the first two. Damn, rappers in my genre wanna be me still. I'm too far ahead, it's easy to feel like I'm cheating when I read these deals. Talking you live like this, it's gonna make them hate you. This will fuel them to get off their ass. I made them greater. You should thank me, nigga. Thank me.
Y'all niggas can't tell me what I should do.
Tell me thank you.
Tell me thank you.
Y'all niggas should tell me thank you.
I give that nigga something to watch, something to look forward to.
You should thank me.
I don't want no opinion from niggas going to take care of their kids.
Somebody tell me thank you.
Niggas got their homeboys in jail fucked up.
Y'all niggas should tell me thank you.
When you try to fix my shit, I rap about drugs. That's what I want to talk about, nigga. Let me do me, nigga.
You should thank me.
If you don't like my shit, turn my shit off, nigga.
At the table, racking my brain like how I'm back in the game. When it did that little bit, now my hoes ain't acting the same. Stressing, I did them sentences without stacking no change. Getting high inside, knowing my pride ain't matching my wage. Let me take you back to that blue building back in the day. Where I trapped them 2 for 15 plus, that was my age. From that little stage, 2 or 3 years, I mastered my ways. We'd be the Jacksons and yay if they gave our plaques for the game. Let me take you back to that little pot, that little flame. Brick to a sports agency. We respect grinding, I'm signing offensive linemen and BMX riders. You wanna meet in with BSF and be a check rider in therapy, learning to walk again. Fought them in a robbery, they shot me. I'm back cocky in the jewelry that I bought again. They want me to post when I fly, to say I'm gangster. Trust me, it won't make us the gram, it's gonna make the papers. Thank us, thank us. Ah, tell me thank you,
tell me thank you.
Y'all niggas should tell me thank you,
tell me thank you.
Tell me thank you, nigga.
You should thank me, nigga.
Crew Season Podcast, we are back again. This is episode 40.
40.
Okay.
40.
Kenny T is in the building today, back off hiatus. How are you feeling?
Kenny Kawhi.
I'm here.
Load management Kenny.
Load management Kenny. We beefing with Kenny, man.
Load management Kenny.
Low. Oh my God. OT is in the building.
Good.
Y'all know Dean is in the motherfucking house, man. Smooth is in the motherfucking building.
I am D-Trill AC.
One curse word.
That boy came right out the gate from it. It's all good. I'm D-Trill AC. This is another episode of the Crew Season Podcast. How you fellas doing?
I can't water down our podcast. You give them a say, I can't water it down. Not this part.
I could hear us getting kicked off the stage.
Never. We ain't never doing that. Contracts are involved.
What's up, Kenny? Smooth is in the motherfucking building.
Damn.
They're going to hit him with the smooth, like the dude that came out, Sandman for the Apollo. They're going to kick us right off the stage. You start cussing like that.
I ain't doing money is involved. Contract papers are involved. I can't do that.
Yeah,
but
man.
While I'm here, and I'm with the crew, and we ain't got no papers involved. Fuck all that. So, baby, you know what you came to see. You know what you here for. Goddamn me, the superstar, and his three goddamn.
Niggas always got to go too
always
far.
Always doing the most, dog.
He was doing good. He just got to go too far.
I appreciate you shouting me out like that.
Hell no.
Yes, the superstar is back.
Oh, yeah. My God. Look here, man. Shout out to Kennesaw State, man. We will see y'all very soon. The time is winding down expeditiously. Friday. Are y'all boys ready?
7 p.m.
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
Hell yeah, I'm ready.
I can't wait.
Been talking about this shit all fucking week. God damn me, I'm ready to show my ass.
What's in my cup is in my cup.
All right, man. But yeah, nah, man. It's gonna be eventful, man. We got some hella fire topics. Maybe think everybody that's fans of this show is going to be able to identify with and going to want to hear. And we're going to put some new twists on them as well, because I think we done came a long way since last time we discussed these things. So I can't wait to unpack it. But yeah, Friday, March 19th, we are videotaping it. We are recording the audio. I'm going back and forth on whether or not we're going to put it out to everybody. I'm kind of thinking just put it to Patreon, to be honest, and put clips everywhere else.
Patreon, get it.
But as far as the full show,
I'll bootleg it on my phone.
And sell it for the local.
So the streets going to get it, baby.
We do need to go live.
But it might cost you a little. It might cost you a lot.
Straight up.
But it's going to
cost you. That's real, though. But yeah, so looking forward to that. Friday. But in the news this week, the stimmies. The stimulus checks. How you boys feeling about it?
I'm glad we didn't file yet, baby.
I ain't get my stimmy. I'm on my stimmy. I ain't get the last one either.
Kenny, what? Never mind. The stimmies is here.
Yeah.
Kenny can get married to himself and still with
That's fucked up too. That's actually really messed up.
Oh man. But yeah, stimulus checks is here, man. First off, salute to Joe Biden, man, for actually following through with his word.
We didn't hear him come through with the $15 minimum wage, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, but I hear it's pretty close to being in the works. Real close. But that's dope to say he just got in office that soon. And, you know, changes is already being made. I mean, it's not like your president's smooth, but, you know,
never.
Things get to going expeditiously when you got a real president in office.
Never.
You know,
your president. Them Biden books.
Straight up. But, damn, what they call them? Money bag Joe.
Bag Joe, I feel you.
But yeah, so salute to everybody. And also, man, when the money get here, let people spend their money in peace, bro. I'm seeing on social media, you know, you got investment Twitter, you got Forex Twitter, talking about what people should be doing with their money.
Twitter.
Let people put your whole stimmy in Bitcoin, huh?
No.
What? Look at my lights been off for 2 months. What are you talking?
I hate that.
I ain't even seen Forex Twitter get started yet. Or Forex Instagram. They must be waiting.
They're on Clubhouse.
Oh, they on Clubhouse.
Oh, nigga, they be on Clubhouse deep with the name right in there. Stimmy on the Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah, they not bullshitting, man. You gotta let people enjoy their money, man. People been hurting. It's a lot of people out of work right now. A lot of people, you know, struggling to pay their bills. Let people enjoy this little 1400, man. And oh, shout out to everybody that always brag about not having kids. You wish you had them now, don't you?
No.
1400
a pop. 14 and a pop.
Yeah, that's all ain't gonna last you for 2 months.
Not even that, 2 days. Not even that. Because they gonna spend on them crab legs. You know what they're gonna do, crawfish.
Speaking of, I heard somebody was looking for some crawfish yesterday, said they already sold out. My boy Wes. He said he went to go try to get some crawfish for this weekend. He said they sold out already.
That's because you're in Houston, shit. You go to Port Arthur.
Bro, we was looking at Saks. Them hoes going for $1.50.
Mm-mm.
What? I mean, when Saks was $30, what happened?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a real long time ago.
That's how I know we getting old. Also in the news, man, let's get into divorce. Kanye and Kim. Kanye changed his number on her. He said, if you want to contact me, you got to talk to my security.
Security.
So I think they are serious about this divorce. That's the direction it's heading, man.
He just shaved all his facial hair off. He's serious.
Yeah.
She ain't bothered, apparently. She been posting like,
of course,
ain't doing a thing, but she's still wearing Yeezys.
Come on, man.
I make her take off my shoes too.
Petty, boy.
I put it in the contract, in the divorce settlement. She cannot be seen in pictures with my shoes.
She might have stake in that shit.
She might.
Probably so. Cool. Because if I remember right, I think she fronted him the money to get this thing started. Remember he said he was in debt or something, and Kim came through like 200 for him.
That's true. Damn.
So on that note, never mind. You got to take what you can get, big dog.
Yeah, still blocking her. That's crazy.
But yeah, so that situation's happening. J-Lo, A-Rod, engagement is called off.
Yep, knew it. Drake just started a couple years back.
Yeah, because he admitted to shooting at J-Lo.
Thought he was already bit.
I think he hit.
He was hitting J-Lo.
I think he hit.
Remember she was doing a performance?
Yep.
Drake's song played on her. Like Drake's song. You still call me on my cell phone? Mm-hmm. Playing. And she said, up, booty call.
I missed that one.
That's true.
Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doing a lot. Yes, right. That's right.
It was like a
concert. That's show. Funny.
But that was before her and A-Rod was talking.
And then he dropped a name in Two Birds, One Stone, didn't he?
Yeah, he said A-Rod.
A-Rod a damn trip. Got me in Oakland A's, though. Shout out to Beta. And then Drake be rapping. But yeah, so how do y'all feel about that? Because they had people on the timeline saying, man, I can't believe he would cheat on J-Lo. Do y'all think it matters how attractive a woman is compared to?
No. No. Yeah. It's always obviously, she ain't doing enough to be kept up. To not be cheated on.
That's just real, no matter who he is.
Yeah, it don't matter who he is.
If you ain't doing your job, you getting replaced.
You know what I'm saying? And not so much as replaced, but that thing gonna linger.
A long ways.
Thing gonna linger. Yeah, it's just always interesting to hear dudes say that. How can you cheat on such and such? How can you cheat on such and such? You can tell they ain't never had no bad women before.
Never.
Because after you hit her for about that 13th, 14th time, all of that allure wears off. And if she ain't bringing nothing else to the table aside from them looks, you're going to be bored and out, just like Smooth said, lingering.
And people will say, oh, man, but she rich. A-Rod is rich, too.
Exactly.
So
he's rich, too. So they on the same. What else are you bringing back?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
my chef cook better than yours. My house is bigger than yours. I almost look better than you.
I almost.
And nigga tell you that, hey, hang it up with him. Hang it up.
That's the thing, though. Like, man, they got a couple women, man. I think some of the baddest women that we always say is bad. They cannot keep a man for nothing, bro. J-Lo, Halle Berry,
Stacey Dash.
Like, these chicks is always single.
Y'all seen her apologize in the news?
Get out of here.
But man, they talking to other guys that got money that's out there in the public.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna have women coming after them. That's what they had all their life.
Mm-hmm.
You been single for past 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And now you want to come to picture, think he gonna settle down. And he get bad women every other day. Come on now. A-Rod in Miami?
Every day.
Oh, they live in Miami? He live in Miami?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's all weird.
Every day.
That relationship was going to never work.
Man. Every day. Never. Every day.
Yeah, that's just wild, man. But looks don't have nothing to do with that, bro. You got to bring something else to the table aside from looks, man, to sustain a relationship.
You got to move somewhere that ain't got no women like Maine and
and your money means nothing when I have it.
That's very true.
It means nothing to me.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you do have money, we can build, of course. But outside of that.
But did he really cheat, or are people just saying he cheated?
You know,
that's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
He ain't cheat.
So he ain't cheat.
How we know
Shout
she did?
Shout out to A-Rod, man.
How we know she didn't?
She really did, though.
I don't know. J-Lo might be a.
She cheated on him with Drake, and he forgave her.
He regave her?
He forgave her.
Regave?
I'm drinking. Got the three. Oh, I ain't going to say what I'm drinking because they ain't.
So they got to cut the check.
Yeah.
What you was about to say, Kenny? You said maybe J-Lo is doing what?
Maybe she regave him.
Maybe she regave him for the cheating and then she cheated. Look here, man.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to go by assumptions.
But it's just so what do y'all have to say for all of these super, super attractive women always being single? Like, what do y'all think is the cause of that?
Pussy not going to keep them.
When you say all super, super attractive women.
Yeah. Well, that the common man views as attractive, Halle Berry, J-Lo. Stacey Dash. These are women that throughout history have been just seen as just like the standard of what beauty is, but they always single.
Beauty don't keep a man.
I wouldn't say single. I mean, they always have a boyfriend. They just wind up single. But they're not always.
But it's something single. That's hardly ever married.
It's something you have to keep them
for any kept. Any length of time, any significant length of time.
She can get a man,
of course.
She can't keep a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference. Any beautiful woman on the planet can get a man.
Maybe they're picking the wrong dudes. What?
Do you think a low-key dude would serve him better?
Pondering, Kenny.
What you want me to say? most of the time when they get a guy, they get cheated on. So, I mean, they're probably picking
How
wrong.
You know obviously, they ain't doing picking the cheating.
Wrong. Why are they cheating?
I have no idea why they not cheating. I don't know.
Why would you cheat?
If you had to give a guesstimate. As to what the reason may be. If these women is just that gorgeous.
If I had to give a guess of why, because niggas can't be disciplined. They can't turn down no damn pussy. You can honestly, you could be the best woman in the world, do everything right. And a nigga will still cheat if he doesn't have the discipline to say no.
Mm-hmm.
That is facts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we can't say, oh, they're slacking on something. If some pussy is running that man's face, if there's alcohol involved, if it's not, if he just maybe been 2 weeks without sex and he's used to getting sex a lot, and he's out on a business trip or something, and a beautiful woman pulls up in front of him, and he can't say no, and she catches him and then leaves him.
Question. What if the last 8 dudes did the same thing to her? At what point, like, should she look in the mirror? Say, hey, maybe I'm doing something. If all 9 of these dudes cheated on me the same way, or cheated on me, like, what? At what point does she look in the mirror throughout that 9?
I mean, you always look in the mirror after the first cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But even self-reflection can't stop another person from cheating.
Pondering.
The what? That's facts, though.
Pandering.
If you're doing everything right in a relationship, and every time you go, a relationship goes wrong, and you look in the mirror and say, hey, I probably could have done this right. Obviously, everybody's not perfect in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts. But.
Well, I mean, according to women, they are. But
you know
I'm continue. Saying,
you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
That's just real. But,
they do everything
but
right.
But, you know, correct. You know, we got, there's a lot of guys out there that just don't turn down pussy. I know a lot of guys that would not turn down pussy.
Yeah.
And they have a good woman in their household, and they will still cheat.
This is interesting. So I just had to ask. But on to more pressing music issues. The Weeknd boycotting the Grammys. Do y'all feel like this will start a trend?
No.
The Weeknd boycotting the Grammys?
Yeah, yep. He is.
Didn't somebody boycott the Grammys last year?
I can't remember. But I don't know.
Kevin Hart?
He's the Weeknd.
Or they kicked him off.
They kicked him off because
he wouldn't apologize. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Make that homophobic.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That he said 20 years ago.
But Weeknd boycotting the Grammys.
Yeah, he boycotting. Say he's tired of the black artists getting looked over for these artists that we never heard of.
That's real.
That's true, though.
When black folks got the biggest music genre in existence now, and we still getting looked over for people we've never heard of regards to video of the year, album of the year, different things like that.
We've always had the biggest genre. They just stole it. Rock and roll, like all that stuff was ours. But they just took it.
Yeah, which is a fact. But now, currently, hip-hop is the biggest music genre in existence. There's nothing debatable about it. The numbers speak it. Everything points to that. And we still don't get the respect that we deserve at these Grammys. You would have somebody with an album. Perfect example is that Kendrick situation with, what's the dude name?
Macklemore.
White dude named Macklemore. Kendrick put out, what was that, Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City?
Yep.
Fam.
Got robbed.
That's top two albums in the past 20 years. Top 2-3 albums in the past 20 years. And he loses to Macklemore. Why? Sales was better.
How?
Influence was better. Impact was better. People don't even remember the name of that Macklemore album right now. You ask 20 people, walk down the street, Houston, ask 20 people what the name of that album is. I bet not one will be able to tell you what the name of it is. It's that type of disrespect that we've been getting throughout the years. And I think, you know, the Weeknd stand up and say, you know what, man, I ain't, you know, I'm not going to let this be the, you know, barometer as far as like what my success is. Like, who are y'all? Y'all clearly don't know what the hell y'all doing in that voting room. So I think it's pretty big.
They know what they're doing. They know it's bias. They know that.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, that Weeknd album hard. That whole hard.
Yeah.
You heard it yet?
You ain't heard it?
Mm-mm. But I think it's big though, because he's such a big artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, this not a lower level dude or whatever. This is a pop star, superstar. So for him to be that fed up, say, you know what, man? I'm out, man. That just go to show how crazy the bias is in that arena, man. So I think it's big, man.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a
impact it's gonna make.
Impact it's gonna make on it.
Yeah,
they gotta start Drake somewhere to do it. Somebody like that.
Well, who knows? Maybe this will start a snowball effect. But okay,
then maybe I could put my mixtape in there and not win a Grammy. What, man?
You want to start putting stuff out on Patreon, though?
I'm just back.
Put for Patreon.
I need
only
all the top artists to go ahead and lead the Grammys and not submit mine. I don't care if I'm the only one there.
You gonna accept the Grammy with the speech? Grammy.
Cheat to Bo Peep.
Ain't been back 19 minutes. He already on bullshit. Right along, man. We gonna stay in entertainment. What y'all think about Snowfall so far?
Come on, man.
I only watched the first two episodes. I ain't what? Seen the
rest. I ain't finished the last. I fell asleep twice.
I go to work and I go home, go to sleep. Go to work, go to sleep.
Y'all an old man. Do y'all know that? Man?
Oh man,
I'll be home, bro.
Jesus Christ, I'll be on the
move,
man.
I'll be on the move, man.
Snowfall's the greatest show the world has ever seen.
I think I missed like the last 15 minutes.
That's a very pivotal.
I know. That's what my brother told me.
How many episodes are we in now?
3.
Oh, so I only missed one episode.
Yeah.
Oh well, shit.
No, we 4 episodes in.
Four. It's 4. It's 4.
Because you know the first week gave us 2 episodes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even count that one. That's 2. But yeah, okay. Yeah, 4.
Damn,
4 episodes.
So you only watched that first night and you ain't watched since.
Watched the first night.
Okay. I see. Okay, I'm not.
You know, I'm on night. So I mean, whenever I'm at work,
right, that's gonna be coming on. But oh well. Okay, I ain't gonna preach too much on it. I'm gonna just say that, you know, things are about to get very real.
What, it's getting more intense?
Yeah, it's about to get very real over these next couple episodes. So, dang, I wish I could unpack. But yeah, man, check it out, man, so we can unpack it like a podcast.
Can we talk about one thing, though?
What's that?
Can we talk about one thing on the show?
What's that?
When they had the shootout in the car.
That's the pivotal part.
I seen that part.
Shootout. Who had a shootout?
But that's at the end, though.
Yeah, it's at the end.
So, okay, this is what happened. I fell asleep and woke up, and that was the part that was going on. Yeah, I seen that, though.
So, what happened? Who was shooting? Franklin was shooting at somebody?
Yeah. Nah, it wasn't Franklin. Scully people caught up on Leon. Because Leon and them, like, Scully and them people shot. Who they shot for Leon? And, his little homeboy. I can't remember the name, old boy. But yeah, they was at the kid? Little food spot.
The young kid?
No, not him. It was somebody else. But they was at like the food spot, kicking it or whatever. Scully and them peeped them. Mm-hmm. They was out riding, hunting. Made Buster U or whatever. Wanda's who they shot.
Yeah
Wanda.
They shot Wanda. Cause Leon, they was out there getting something to eat. Wanda came up, asked Leon for some money. He gave it to her. You know, they basically,
she actually saved
him. She offered him a tooth.
She actually saved him, though.
Gold tooth. She took some gold tooth out of somebody's mouth. You know she a dope fiend, man. She's just trying to get it out of here.
Hey, she actually saved him, though.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Because if she wouldn't have screamed his name to warn him, he'd have never seen him coming.
Mm. Yeah. But that seems significant because it showed that Leon still love her and she still love him. It's just that she under this or whatever. So after she gets shot, you know, Leon take her to the hospital and...
She ain't die?
Nah.
God damn, that's a strong crackhead.
You know, crackhead's got 9 lives.
Come on, man.
But yeah, so, you know, he in the hospital or whatever. He kicked it with her the first night. You know, she begged him to stay with her the first night. But then after that, they go, you know, hunting or whatever. And they find out where Scully grandma stay, because that's the place he go to. They hire a PI to, like, follow him and see where does he go outside of them projects, because it's going to be hard to get him in them projects.
I seen that part.
So the PI come back and say, okay, yeah, well, his grandma stay over here. He go here, like, 5 times a week. So
he come in with a bag and leave, and he don't leave with a bag.
Right. Yeah. So Leon and them pull up maybe, like, a half a block down just watching the crib, you know, waiting to see him either pull up or come out. And then a car pull up on side of Leon, that's Scully homeboys. And they looked at him and like, wait, that's Leon? And niggas pulled out guns. So Leon and them pulled out guns. They start shooting at each other right there in the middle of the street, like cars side by side.
Literally side by side.
And so Leon and them kill most of them. They kill Leon and them driver, but Leon and them kill most of them. And then he get out to see, because he sees something moving in the back. And it's a woman, but he had shot a baby.
When he seen something moving, he didn't look to see what was in there. He kept shooting.
Yeah, he kept shooting.
And then he looked down and
heard the screaming.
Then he get in there and see that it's a little girl.
Yeah,
that got killed in the back seat,
and the mama holding her,
which is I think Scully's daughter, if I ain't mistaken. Because Khadijah is Man Boy's sister.
Yep.
So Khadijah is the girl that was in the car too. Now she didn't get shot. Everybody else in the car got shot, but she was holding her daughter, and the daughter was bleeding. She's like, "Oh my god, I can't!" And Leon froze, like, "Oh my god, you see, he killed the girl." But yeah, that girl is Scully's girl.
I love the scene, but I hate the scene too. You know why?
Because he didn't put a bullet in her head. Too.
Exactly. Yeah.
No witnesses.
Exactly. I said the same thing.
Witnesses. That's very true. Damn.
Exactly. Even though she ain't gonna snitch, but she gonna bring about a bunch of hell to you.
Yeah.
So you should have laid her down.
So now he gonna call Franklin.
I don't think he would, because even after Wanda got shot, like, Franklin came to the hospital and they was trying to talk, but it's still, you know, it's still
attention
or whatever. But I think now
he gonna have to go talk to him.
Yeah. Because they gonna have to be on point. They gonna have to be on the same page. But I mean, he gotta tell him.
Yeah.
Which puts Man Boy in it too, because like I said, Khadijah's his sister, so that's his niece that, that he killed.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So Leon killed his niece, and you know him and they've Leon, dude, they've been beefing.
Yeah. So things about to get real, real interesting now. We trying to see. I think both
Scully and Man Boy
beefing too.
Yeah. So it's a different dynamic. Yeah.
It's a lot of shit going on.
Khadijah, you hear this? He think because you and your he think me and your brother family.
Time for me to make my appearance in Snowfall.
Oh, my God. Next up. What you going to do? What's your role? What's your role, Kenny?
Crackhead.
Terminator.
That nigga the richest crackhead the world's ever seen.
Crackhead 2.0.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, on to more pressing and relevant things. Quando Rondo. Mm-hmm. Rumor has it that he reached out to Big U, who everybody knows is the leader of the Rolling 60s. Quando Rondo claims to be a Rolling 60s gang member. Apparently, he reaches out to him for, like, you know, protection. Or he tried to reach out to him for protection. All of this stuff is going on. He can't really book shows no more because, you know, the police know it's going to be violence at these shows. So it's getting hard for him. So he reaches out to Big U, I guess, to kind of smooth things over. And, you know, I don't know what response that he thought he was going to get from Big U. I'm thinking maybe, you know, he thought Big U was going to pave the way and, you know, make sure he leave him alone, his family type of situation. Mm-hmm. But wait, now that I think about it, rumor has it, though, that – well, I'll tell y'all after this. But, yeah, we're just going to play a little clip from Big U, I guess, describing what happened on this meeting.
After the youngsters get out and then – they have to have an experience before they realize I should have checked in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or I should have called, or I should have been moving a certain way. And so they get out and they might be under your banner, but then they not respecting the banner. They ain't calling you. They got your number. Mm-hmm. They know who you is, but they feel like they bigger than the program. You know, you got a lot of dudes, like when I was here last time, that claim my neighborhood that's in this music shit, but they don't really fuck with us until it's a problem. Then they call him. Like Quando Rondo. I just showed Envy. Like, you can't call me now. You can't call me when the fire hot.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't fuck with me before that. You know what I mean? You had my number. You could have called me. You could have did all that. You know what I mean? But, he was around about, but how is that fair to me? How is that fair to our team, though? You know what I mean?
So Quando had this to say in response.
It's called nobody, no nigga on planet fucking Earth for no protection. The fuck, cuz? I don't fear no man. Why would I wait to get in some shit and run to the hood? What the fuck, nigga? I ain't even that type of nigga. Nigga, I ain't no man put fear in me. Killers get killed every day, as you can see. The fuck, nigga? I ain't worrying about no nother nigga. No nigga put fear in me. Man, a nigga life already written, cuz. If a nigga gonna die like this, a nigga gonna die like this. If a nigga gon' die like that, a nigga gon' die like that. A nigga ain't running from this shit. This would come with this shit. I ain't never called no man for protection. I never called nobody and said, I need this, I need that. Anybody that I ever called, I call on some shit like, how can I help? How can I do this? How can I do that? Nigga, I never call no person on planet Earth for protection, my nigga, and that's just how it is. If a nigga don't want me to claim they shit no more, man, so be it.
Thoughts?
So it sounds like to me, what I gather from that is, if I feel like he did make a call, he may not ask for a protection, but it sounded like he asked for some type of advice, and Big U was like, nah. Like, you got yourself in this situation. So he may have assumed that he was trying to give protection, but it's, at least from Quando Rondo side, it seems like he just called just for some advice. Like, hey, what should I do? You know, I'm in this, well, you know the situation, whatever, what should I do? And he like, fuck all that. I don't care about all that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, but a call definitely happened because he's not going to, he not gonna just say some shit like
say
that.
Say his name out of nowhere.
And especially when he said he showed DJ Envy some shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So something happened, clearly.
And then just for context, just like I was about to tell y'all before the video started, right? Rumor had it before these interviews and videos even came out that that they said Big U had tried to get Dirk on the phone and Quando on the phone to talk about it and squash it. And Dirk said, hell nah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk. I ain't got nothing to talk about. So, you know.
I wonder what they beefing on.
What you mean?
I forget it.
King Von.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Before that.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, you forgot?
Yeah, no. Well, okay. Well,
you don't be paying attention.
Okay, well, just to
see y'all face.
You don't be paying attention. Though.
I don't mind none of that shit, man. My life ain't in danger. What you, I gotta mind what another nigga life in danger.
I get you.
What
get
you mean?
Okay, so just to update the listeners, because it might be a lot of listeners that don't know what's going on. Let me update the listeners. Basically, King Von and Quando Rondo outside of a club. King Von runs up to Quando Rondo, start punching on him. And then, you know, all King Von boys kind of ran up, surrounded or whatever. And Quando Rondo's brother is sitting in the car close by. He sees this happen, sees all these people coming. He gets out the car, shoots King Von 4 times, shoots his manager, and then he gets shot or whatever. He ends up killing King Von. His brother gets caught, goes to jail, and, you know, he's awaiting trial. And I think they said they're going to try to plead self-defense because he felt like, you know, his brother's life was in danger. 20, 30 people running up on his brother, even though King Von was the only one punching on him. But yeah, so that's what they're going to try to plead. So his brother's in jail waiting it out. So Dirk and them can't get to his brother. So rumor has it that, you know.
That's the next thing, right?
Right. So, and then he puts out a song, mm-hmm. basically, you know, not taunting, but like explaining himself. Like, you know, this is a self-defense situation. Anybody who was in that situation would have did the same thing. If it was King Von in that situation that shot him or whatever, or shot, you know, him or whatever, y'all would have called him a real nigga and this, that, and the third. And, you know, he's having trouble booking shows because, you know, of course, King Von got a lot of people that love him and, you know, a lot of gang members, a lot of known killers, this, that, and the third. It's like, okay, once we catch Quando, he done. Or we catch anybody close to him, he done. So, that mean no more shows. You book a show, we gonna send niggas to the show and wait on you when you get out. It's that kind of thing. So he been trying to book shows and like the promoters are calling back and be like, well, nah, you know, we getting calls that's saying it's gonna be violence up here. Police say if it's violence, they're gonna take my club from me. So nah, maybe we can try later in a couple months or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's been hard for him to book shows. And you know, I think that's when the whole reach out to Big U thing came into effect. He said he reached out to Big U to help him do a kids fund drive or something. Like, because Big U is like real big in the charity in the neighborhood dealing with the kids. So I think he reached out to like, just like you said, I'm trying to see if I can help or whatever. But if you familiar with the streets, you know what that really means, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to do something for you
right.
so you can hold something me down, yeah. make sure that nothing happens. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing. But Big U was like, no, because just like he said, like, you ain't never reached out to me before. Mm-hmm. Like, and you got my number. I know you got my number because I sent somebody to give it to you back in the day when I heard you was first banging 60s. So, you know, but now that, you know, just like he said, the fire hot, and now that Dirk and them is on your ass, now you trying to, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't, no, we ain't getting involved with that. So.
I respect it, too.
Yeah.
The boss, just, you got it, man. You got to weigh both sides of this shit. Like, if I do this favor for you and you ain't even been talking to me, everybody, well, how that look to my whole goddamn team or army underneath me.
Right.
And you putting me and my other boys, you know what I'm saying?
Life in jeopardy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I'm protecting you
and
over
you
some stupid shit that you did.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying? I'm putting my word, you know what I'm saying, with you. And then now I got all sorts of crazy beef that didn't even involve me.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? Didn't even involve my people. Matter of fact, you don't need, like he said, you don't even fuck with us.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So.
Which is.
I respect it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't, if I was a Quando, I wouldn't even say nothing because I would have had to respect it.
Yeah, too.
If you're a real street nigga, you got to understand. If he say no, you understand why. And I'm pretty sure you do because you the one with the money.
Right.
You the leader of your team. So when you say no, you expect a nigga to be mad all the time? Nigga got to respect it. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see the situation ending no way but bad, to be honest, because Dirk and them is not going to let that go as they shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a situation where eventually we're going to see a headline that we're not going to want to see. And again, I ain't wishing bad on nobody, but I'm saying if I'm in Dirk's shoes, I'm not letting it go. I'm sorry.
They was cousins, right?
They was like cousins, yeah. Like cousins. But yeah, that was his homie. You know what I'm saying? And I think Dirk feels super responsible because he couldn't be there. You know, they had caught that attempted murder charge in Atlanta not too long ago, maybe like a year ago. Somebody tried to rob King Von, snatch his chain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not the person to try to do that to. So guns came out and they shot him, ran him down and shot him. He tried to run. And video cameras and all that, I think, caught it, but it wasn't clear video. But like, I think Dirk and him is going to plead self-defense on that situation, and they should get off because the video caught dude running up and trying to take Vaughn chain. But I think he did take it and took off running, and Vaughn and Dirk and them ran him down. Vaughn ran him down on foot. Dirk ran him down in the car. Mm. Dirk was shooting out the car. Vaughn was shooting while he was running, and they hit him, took the chain back, and then stripped him of everything that was in his pockets. And, you know, luckily, I mean, I don't know about luckily, but he survived or whatever. And then, you know, now we got this court situation. But that happened like 8 months before Vaughn died. And the court order said that Dirk and Vaughn couldn't be around each other. Mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, you never seen him in no lives, no pictures, no videos or nothing, because it was a court order not to be. So I think Dirk feel responsible because he felt like if I would have been there with him that night, it wouldn't have went like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can't see it ending no way, but bad, you know. But prayers out to everybody involved, man. We gonna keep it pushing. But as far as Big U, you know, I mean, I feel Big U 1,000%, fam. You can't just run to me when, you know what I'm saying? If we boys, we gotta be boys at all times, not just in wartime, fam. Mm-hmm. But on to a lighter note, there was a tweet recently that went viral. People been hitting us all week to talk about, so I wanna get into it. Oh. This young lady tweets. Mm-hmm. We went to this basic-ass restaurant yesterday.
Oh, my God. Not this shit. Dude.
And a girlfriend of mine invited her dusty-ass nigga to join us. I had two $5 Moscow mules, crab, and artichoke dip. My total was $24.58. This nigga tells the waitress, two checks, please, when he pulls up.
That's how you said it.
You like that, huh?
Two checks,
you like that, huh? Smooth.
Real nigga. She lucky he didn't say three checks.
Two checks. Hey, we all on our separate checks. Let me get up out of here.
Two checks, please.
That's the part of this thing, right? That just.
So he was supposed to. She thought with him coming, he was supposed to pay for her stuff.
Correct. Because her partner invited her man, so automatically he a man, so he's supposed to pay.
Man, if you don't get your broke ass.
That's the notion that she was under. And then she wanted to run to Twitter. And it's supposed to be her friend, right?
Yeah.
Get your broke ass out of here.
That ain't no friend.
So y'all saying that the dude not supposed to pay for all
of it? Hell no.
You don't have to.
Hell no.
Is it a gentleman thing to do? A good notion? Cool, yeah. It's only $26, yes. But at the same time, you not my woman.
$26 in this climate can pay somebody gas beat. That's just real. That's real. So fuck all that, man. Then what you doing order if you wanted somebody to pay for your shit and they not your man or even there to pay for your shit, why you ordering $20 worth of shit anyway?
If he wasn't gonna be there, she was gonna pay for it anyway.
Exactly.
$20
worth. Not even that though. If you want that nigga to pay, you order a goddamn appetizer and water.
Right.
Hey, look, hey, can you take care of this $5? A nigga be more lenient with $5, $6. $26, bitch, you done ate this. I need you to take care of that. Need you to take care of that. Or, if I'm gonna pay, I gotta be hitting.
Coming off that ass.
I gotta be. You
know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ, man. Kenny T, if you in a situation, is you paying for the homegirl $24.58?
Oh, a gentleman thing, yeah, I would pay. But he doesn't have to. It's not required. Mm. I mean, shit, with that kind of attitude, I wouldn't have paid either. She'd probably always be like that. She probably don't like him. Probably jealous of a girlfriend. That's what it sounds like.
Because she's spending time with him.
My thing is, did she know beforehand that the boyfriend was coming?
Great question.
And if she did, why didn't she bring somebody with her?
It don't sound like she did.
If anything, she should be mad at a friend for a friend not paying for him.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what for her friend.
I don't know about not paying.
Yeah.
Him inviting him. She should be mad, in my opinion, for inviting him. She's why are you inviting your man to a girl's
house? Supposed to be girl's album. Thing. Shit, at least she could do is pay for my meal.
And then not only
that. Be us.
And then not only that, from his view, what the hell are you doing?
That's real.
Going
that's real.
To the girls out. Like, that was the first thing that came to my head. Forget the money aside and all
he
that.
He probably ain't even know.
Like, what was told?
Man, she probably was like, hey, you want to go grab some meat? Probably like, yeah. Friend was like, yeah.
No, such as going to be there.
Oh, yeah. She, hey, yeah, hey, she probably hit him with that. You know how women
you
want to
go grab some meat?
Hey, okay, yeah, cool. You want to go get something to eat, man? My friend going to be here with me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Paige would be mad at me. I'd have got there, seen her friend. Oh, all right, y'all. I'm going to catch up with y'all later. I'm going to
do y'all thing. Get us up. What y'all boys doing?
Exactly. You already know. I'm not about to sit there in the midst of girl talking, gossiping, and y'all having fake conversation because y'all can't talk about what y'all normally do because I'm there.
Right.
No, we ain't doing that.
Right.
You had your time with your girls. I'm going to go catch up with the guys. I'll catch up with you later on. Well, I'm not about to sit there. And so that's why I can never even see myself being put in that situation. It's like, no, I don't want to be, but that's what like dudes were saying. They're saying on the timeline, like, oh man, it's no big deal. You know, he just, you know, that they could have all been friends, or, you know, he could have just wanted to kick it, get out the house, get something to eat. Blah, blah, blah.
No.
And I'm like, oh, that's fine and good, bro. But I would let them go do them, and I get out the house and go get me something to eat. I don't want to sit there in the midst of women talking.
That's real.
Some of them niggas be insecure too.
But if I'm going to eat,
he could have been.
You never know. Maybe they had to go get groceries afterwards. He was like, let's go get this meal with her.
No.
Blah, blah, blah. Because obviously they didn't have too much. All she had was two drinks and some crab dip.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like no big dinner.
Crab dip for two drinks and crab dip, $26?
Yeah.
What was high?
Two Moscow meals might be 10 bucks.
Nah, she said
five a piece. It was happy hour.
So 10 bucks.
Yep.
Some crab dip probably cost you crab.
12.
Cost you a little bit of money. So it's like 14 bucks plus tax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about $24.58, I think she said. Well, yeah, something about
pay
right.
Pay for your own stuff.
Yeah, shoot.
Smooth ain't even trying to pay for the crab dip.
At all. I care less if I hit a chip in it. You said I can try it.
He's not obligated to pay that shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
No way, but you know, some dudes like to tag along. They be insecure and want to find out what they women doing all the time. So he going as a gentleman.
Oh, I done seen the women, too, trying to be around doing men shit.
Man, I ain't going
to
put this on the men. Fuck that. That's her fault.
You know, I'm putting this on the man. Because he shouldn't have went. Period. Nope. I'm good. Man. Do your thing.
He might have had something to go get afterwards.
Call me when the check comes.
Exactly. And I'll meet you there.
I'm not going to sit there with you and your girl.
Wherever we going. Yeah. I don't need to be there.
I don't even like being in here and at my house when all her friends are over. I go upstairs or I'm leaving. Hey, I'm going to catch up with y'all. Y'all do your thing. That's girls talk. That's your time. I think it's very important, man. A lot of people don't understand this. But quality time to your damn self is just as important in a relationship as quality time together, right? So if I get that situation to where, you know, your girl wants to leave the house and go out with her friends and have a lunch in the middle of the day, go do your thing. I sit at the house and have a blast, dolo. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to sit up there.
You like these camps.
You know what I mean?
Shit, if I already drove up there and I see your friend there, I'm sitting my ass down and eating. I don't care about all that.
Different table.
Hey, y'all don't care about all that.
I'm getting
my food, I'm eating. Y'all talk. If y'all can't talk like y'all want to talk, that ain't my fault. She invited me. I'm going to eat my food and I'm going to chill.
Yeah, I feel you, Kenny. And I ain't paying for your meal.
And I ain't paying for it.
That ain't got nothing to do
with
it.
My girl invited me. I ain't know you was going to be here. I ain't going to waste my gas and drive off. I'm already here. I'm going to eat my food.
Mm-hmm.
And drink my drink.
Exactly. And drink
several.
And we
all about to have girl talk.
So what is it that she don't like about it?
Yeah, where are you messing up in the relationship? Why are you single still?
Straight up.
Oh, you don't want me here no more. Okay.
You gonna pay for this meal? Am I hitting?
Am I hitting?
With your girl right there.
Hey, my girl right there and all.
You know, she's gonna tap check. This was her dick. Nah, my dick. This was her dick.
Be real.
Let me ask her real quick, Kay.
hey, look right at her deep in the eye. Hey, look. Hey, if I pay for your partner food, look like, don't lean now.
When I sign this,
you know what that means, right?
She in the bedroom. No, no, no. You ain't going home. No, what, we is going to your
what
house.
What we doing after this?
It's no, now you want to stab me. Why you want to stab me? She asked me.
She asked me, is we fucking questions?
I'm sorry.
Paying for goddamn food equals is we fucking. That's the same question. It's the same question. You paying for my food, is we fucking. That should be coming out.
Let me move on before we get canceled. On that note, man,
synonymous.
We're going to get into the quick hits segment. You guys trying to get us shut down. Okay, as black men, what's something you wish we could stop getting blamed for on social media?
I seen this tweet. And you know what's the first thing I saw? Somebody said the shit that they say on crew season. I fell out.
Yeah.
That's real though.
Damn, that's
thank you. Shout this out.
Niggas mad. Shit.
We could stop getting, because we get blamed for everything. So what's something that we could stop getting blamed for? Y'all wish we didn't get blamed for? Or y'all feel like the blame and is
being
unwarranted.
Lazy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I feel like you get judged like that, even in the workplace or at home, which in a relationship or shit, just being out, that you're looked at as being lazy. Mm. Whenever you do like just the bare minimum, it's like, oh shoot, you actually work. Mm. You actually bring some effort into it.
I got one.
Like I feel like it. Society looks as black people as, you know, not be able to do just the bare minimum. Like they're already low standard, they're below standard regardless. If you hire them or if you get any type of relationship with them, you gotta expect the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Damn, boy jumped right out there with a good one. What you about to
I would
say?
I say men ain't shit. That's the one. When it's really a lot of times a nigga that you dealing with, that's just what it is. You can't tell me that all these men ain't shit. You dealing with niggas that don't want to be with you. You in there laying on your back, and that's all you doing. But expecting him to go above and beyond when y'all don't have no relationship. Y'all not texting on a regular. Y'all not doing none of this stuff. But you expect him to be a gentleman. He's supposed to be buying you gifts or buying you some, you know, random thing, roses and cookies and wine and stuff like that. But all you doing is having sex.
So what you're saying is he know how many I mean, stretch marks she got on her ass cheeks. You don't know her favorite color.
Straight up. Okay. Y'all need to take y'all time to actually date people. You know what I'm saying? And they just and getting in situations and then blaming it like it's them. And like I said before, shoot your shot sometimes. Like stop letting these niggas come to you, and then you think he, you know what I'm saying, one way when you didn't do your research. Mm.
So you blaming women?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of it is. That's just what it is. Like, it's not all men. Like, it is a good percent of us, absolutely. Well, I won't say us, but men, absolutely. But they have to carry their side, too, and their side is just as heavy. That's just what it is. Mm. And they don't never want to talk about that. You got all these movies, Waiting to Exhale, you know what I'm saying? Like, been talking about men, talking down on men and how men ain't shit. Like, it's been going on for years. And now us, black, you know what I'm saying? Black men, and then you got men that's on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, just being more vocal, now it's a problem. Why is that? You just don't want to hear the truth. So it ain't that men ain't shit. Sometimes you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Because a lot of y'all ain't shit.
What came apart today?
Women be doing some dirty stuff. I ain't gonna get into everything, but you sleeping with another nigga in the bed and your baby right next to him. That's all I'm saying.
I gotta relax.
Wait a minute. Like that.
Gotta relax. This took
but we ain't throwing no shots.
Shit like that.
We ain't throwing no shots.
But men ain't shit.
That's, you know who
that's
you
disgusting.
Is.
You let a nigga pick you up, take you on a date, and you got a nigga that you live with. But men ain't shit. I don't wanna hear that.
Maybe they just roommates.
Hell no.
Well, tonight they will be.
Shoot him some bail.
I don't want to hear that.
Give my nigga something, man. Y'all let him go like that.
What was the question to get me?
Question is, what do you feel like is something that you wish black men didn't constantly get blamed for?
Okay.
On social media or in real life?
In general, not just by women.
Yeah, no, nah, just in general.
What would you go with?
I say this whole notion that men don't value black women. I wish that would stop because it's just simply not true. A lot of people, you know, I guess make these summations and create these fake ass theses off of what they see on TV, VH1s and on social media and looking at famous people, celebrities and athletes. But when you look around you, what is the type of woman that most black men that you know are dating? That should answer that question. You know what I'm saying? Because all my guys, everybody in our gang that's married is married to a black woman. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of a black man right off the top of my head that I know that's dating or married to somebody that isn't black. And that's not saying that they racist or that they're not interested in other races. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we are way more likely to date within our race than outside of it. But if you look at social media and the way that they talk about us, you would think that we don't like black women at all. And we can't wait to get rid of them and go try to get with somebody else. And that's just simply not true. And I'm just tired of seeing that narrative. I'm tired of seeing.
You know where they get that from, though?
Well,
because they look at majority of these athletes and.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These rappers, yeah. When they get on, most of them leave and go get a white girl or a Hispanic girl or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the small portion that they see, especially I see it a lot with the athletes in football. You know what I'm saying? Like them boys get on, they got them a white woman with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what they look at, because they like, damn, one of us could have got him.
Yeah. But then also what they don't factor in is, say for instance, that same dude that you're talking about, right? He in the league and he get on, well, he might have been super nice in college, but he went to a big program. Mm-hmm. And when you go to those big programs, the majority of people on that campus is white. I can tell you that because I done been on those campuses.
Just what you torn see and what's seeing. Around you.
Just like when I went to that LSU game versus Florida when T-Bowling and was there.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was like 90% white.
Mm-hmm.
Like these is diehard LSU fans, paint on their faces. I'm talking about women. Jerseys on, this, that, and the third. Just white. Every now and again, you'll see a pocket of black folks here, this, that, and the third. But most of these people is white. So if you in this big program and you a star player, and this is what you constantly around, you come into college, you don't have a girlfriend or nothing like that, even, you know, in your classroom. I was at U of H. I'm in classrooms with 400 people in there, 300 people in there. Most of them are white.
It's predominantly white.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like people don't factor that in. Like the majority of the people that you around are most likely going to be the people that you date. It just is what it is, unless you come from a household that just really reiterated, hey, nah, just, we dating black in this family, and the third. But if you don't come from that and you just getting, you just bouncing around or whatever, like wherever you at, you're going to date according to your environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what be happening a lot of times. But again, just like you said, that's a small percentage. How many people are in the NFL? It's 30, exactly. But 32 that's what teams, they see, 55 players on each team, 58 players on each team. You do the math on that and they go pay that number to all black men.
But that's what they glorify.
And still 88%, something like that, marry black women.
Still,
period.
Still. So it's like, what?
They quick at taking the extremes.
Yeah, it's like, just stop that, bro, because this is not true, and I'm just tired of seeing it. It just make, black men who out here really, living and valuing black women. Now, don't get me wrong. That's not saying if you date outside of your race that you don't value black women. That's not what I'm saying.
Facts.
What I'm saying is that the men that do choose to date within it's way more of them than there are men that just don't value black women. That's just not true. So that's a notion that I wish would stop. What you got, Smooth?
I don't know, man. Y'all hit him on the nail with that, man. Y'all put it right on the head, man.
Okay. Would you date outside your race?
Would I?
Yeah.
Sleep outside my race?
No date.
Sleep outside my race?
Kenny, I definitely sleep outside the race.
I've been doing some thinking. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got to take a step back. And at the end of the day, you just got to do what makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, are there going to be some hurdles and stuff like that you're going to have to get used to and relearn and unlearn and all that stuff? Absolutely. Uh-huh. I think that kind of makes it kind of fun and interesting.
You want me to tell them the real reason?
No.
What you really want to say?
No. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we ain't going to throw them out there like that.
But, nah.
I ain't going to throw them out there. I ain't going to throw you out there.
You don't need
I know
to.
The real reason, though.
You ain't got. But I really said I was open. I always said that.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm open. But, I mean, the odds of that happening is.
But what if she
it's
bad?
It's not saying it won't happen.
What if she bad?
I mean, looks is one thing, but I mean, I got to be able to relate to you.
Facts. I'm saying, what if she got all that? All that she just in a
well,
different
Well, then, duh, then I'm a dater then.
Okay, then, well, there you go.
You can't say, what if she got everything I'm not I want? Saying, well, then, yeah, I'm a dater.
You clearly not going to date nobody you don't want, Kenny, right?
Yeah, but okay. You could say looks, and then I said, okay,
outside
of
she's relate. She's a complete package for the most part. It's somebody who you would date. That's all.
So that's what you date next?
Who? It's what I'm dating next.
Yeah, outside the race. It's
out there.
I feel you.
It's out there.
But Otis just fall in love quick. Okay. So we got to give it at least 3 months. Yeah. 3 months.
After he tell us who his girlfriend is and he get past the I love you stage in the first month.
So you don't fall in love quick, Otis?
No.
You don't say I love you in 3 weeks?
No.
Can we take a poll up here on this podcast? And ask if Otis fall in love real quick?
Yes.
All right, raise your hand if you know that Otis falls in love.
I got to ride for my camp folk. Like I don't know
how I fall in love quick? Because I'm dating. I'm dating. That's it. Like you date.
Otis.
That's how you get to know people.
Otis.
You date.
Otis.
But do you say I love you?
No. No. The last situation I was with was a good minute, and I didn't say it.
You ain't never said no. I love you.
For what? Why would I lie?
Oh, you was like, I'm in love with you.
No. You cool.
It is what it is. I hear you. I hear Otis.
Do I like him?
I don't have no problem with people.
Do I like him, though? Yeah, I be liking him.
I have no problem with people dating.
I'm kicking with you if I like you.
But me?
Love, that's a stretch. I do different things, people I love. Way different. That's a whole, you get a whole nother side of OT when I love you and in love with you. That's two, like, it's, that's a big ass wall in between that. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, on to the next one. I think this next question is going to flow right into what we just spoke on. Give me your main characteristics that you value in a woman that are intangible. Main one. If you had to name one characteristic that's the most important, intangible, in your ideal woman, what would it be?
Why you gotta give us these hard ass questions?
Because we moving in, we moving into new. You know what I mean?
I need give me the definition of it. Intangible.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah. What's what definition are we using for that though?
And then give me the definition of definition.
Especially with the woman.
He said the definition for the definition.
What definition are we using? Intangible.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
We are moving into more greener pastures. We need to widen and broaden.
Hip hop.
Nah, but for real though. How we talking though? As far as intangible.
Intangible is something that you can't touch. It's something that's not it's something that's not like physical. It's not like it's incapable of being touched. These are qualities that, say for instance, like
see, all right, if we're gonna talk not physical, like something I'm looking for that it's like almost like ambition work. You can't physically touch
ambition,
but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know it when you see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would say my top two would be ambition, like I just said.
He said one. But it's okay.
That's one. My top two would be, but they 1A, 1B.
He didn't ask you that. No, I'm playing
good. I ain't got two. That's the, you know what I'm saying? They 1A, 1B, so they together.
OB with everybody today.
You know how niggas put the hyphen, they together.
But 1B come after 1A, so it's really behind.
But with the damn. Well, I'm going to start two paragraphs off on two different sheets.
But which paragraph you going to give us first?
I'm going to hand it to you like this.
Damn.
Nah, but I'm going to go ambition and hustle. That's what I would go. That would be my number. That would be what I'm looking for off the rip. That's what I'm.
Work ethic, you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for off the rip.
Mine would be being considerate, just consideration.
That's all I ask for,
man. Because at the end of the day, man, a lot of women are not considerate, and you can be the perfect dude to them, and they'll take you for granted, and they'll always, I guess, make decisions based on what's best for them and not what's best for you necessarily. And that don't get talked about enough because we as men just sweep a lot of things under the rug in order to make the relationship work because we don't want to argue, but. That's probably the one thing I value. Like for her to just make decisions with me in mind without me having to bring it up, without us having to argue about it, without me having to remind you, nothing like that. Say for perfect example, like she got, you know, plans for Saturday or something, but she know I got something important at one certain part of the day or whatever. And she'll like, you know, build her schedule around that. Just for me once. You know what I'm saying? Because more times than not, again, we men, we gonna bend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, you gotta go. All right, man, go ahead. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna, you know, I'll figure the rest out.
Always taking the back seat.
But when you get a woman that does that and puts what you value ahead of what she values, and you know, every now and again, that's everything I want.
Damn, yeah, you kind of took mine. You went more in depth. I was gonna say more like understanding slash just like cooperation. Just me and you, we're a team, and. Things happen. We understand things happen. So it kind of go along with what you're doing. Like, I have a schedule. You have a schedule. We work around each other. However that works. You know what I'm saying? I take this to take off your back. You take this, take off my back. Right. Boom, we meet here at 4 o'clock, whatever it is. Like, then we could pick up and go from there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm tired. baby, you take off for the night. I got this.
Right.
Whenever you tired, I'm, you know, saying you come home, I might have dinner cooked for you, or a bottle of wine or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like just small things like that, because you could have had a rough day. You know what I'm saying? So somebody that's just understanding,
thoughtful,
and just, you know what I'm saying, working as a team, cooperative. You know what I'm saying? Me and you together. This is us. When I'm hurting, you should be hurting. You know what I'm saying? In a sense. And I'm going to feel it when you hurting. So, yeah, definitely. So, I'm like, yeah.
Valid.
I feel it.
Kenny?
I don't know.
That's not good, son.
Hey, I don't know.
We don't worry about it. We're going to unpack it. What do you value in women just in general? Aside from looks. Take looks off the table. Take physical traits off the table. Take sex off the table.
Take money off the table.
Casper?
Kenny just beat me. Kenny just beat and leave.
Here you go.
These women ain't got a chance. You see why y'all ain't got a chance? You see why you keep curving? Y'all ain't got a chance.
Shit. You see? Oh, man. I don't know. Because honestly, I ain't looking for that right now. So
I feel you.
I'm not looking for nothing serious. So I really can't decide what I really want. I'm just out here just doing me.
Fucking everybody. Okay, well,
okay. Hold on. And I'm not fucking everybody, you know what I'm saying? I still go out, I still have a good time. Now, if I want to say, let's say if I want to take somebody on a trip with me, what do I look for? Someone that's fun, goofy,
that's good right there. Fun and goofy. Yeah, like we'll adventurous. Yeah. She has a personality. Yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, we'll do adventurous. We'll go with that.
Okay, that works.
Gotta be intangible for me.
Say y'all, hey ladies, good luck, man.
What,
Kenny,
man?
Kenny gonna make it hard out here for
just
you.
Not, I'm just not ready for
Kenny
right
gonna
now.
Make it
if
hard.
You if you ain't got no conversation, you might don't even jump on the tree.
It's tough.
Okay, don't listen to them.
Okay, there was somebody hit me in the DMs and said that a homeboy said the following, and she wanted to get our thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. He brought up to her. He said, "What's the point in settling down when I can get who and what I want from anybody at the drop of a dime?" And she was taken aback by that because she's a relationship type of person. But he said that to her, caught off guard, and she wanted to get our thoughts on, I guess, maybe what he meant by that. Why would he say something like that? Whatever.
Come on, babe.
No, they talking, they're just friends. You said it.
No, they're just homies.
Yeah, he just keeping it G. If I'm a certain status, if I'm above average, that's another thing females not understanding. A lot of men have to do with just barely above average, and you ahead of over half the competition. Because a lot of men don't have a job, they don't have a car, staying with moms.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's basic things that it's all you have to do is just have the basic essentials and treat them like a human being, and you're already ahead of the curve. It's messed up, and it's unfortunate, and a lot of men get to step up. But again, the game is the game. So if I'm making X amount of money, say I'm making Kenny money.
No, you're not.
Whatever. I'm making Kenny money, I'm but broke. I will be. I'm making Kenny money, and you know what I'm saying? You look good, drive a nice car, whatever. Like, you have whoever you want for the most part. You know what I'm saying? And take looks away. It's still a man. And women and men, we equate those different. Like, you can be a good-looking woman to have money, and a man, he'll still overlook you. But if you're a man and don't have good looks, a woman will still look at you because they won't. Piece of that pie. You know what I'm saying? They want to be connected some type of way. So it's different. It's just we in two different playing fields, and that's what they gotta realize. We are totally different from them.
Okay, so let me rephrase the question to make it a little more difficult. Why would you settle down and if you are that guy? If you have everything going for you, like, what is the motivation to settle down?
There
if
is
I could
none.
Just have any there woman I want, I could spend what I want, I'm making all the money,
there
I got my house.
There is none.
I think the only motivation to settle down is if you want a family.
Yep.
That's
if
it.
If you're looking to have you a wife have and have to. Kids, or you can have kids without
right.
having a wife, but if you want to have a wife and you want to, you know, have a family.
You want to have a traditional family.
A traditional family, then yeah, that's what you would settle down. But, I mean, a lot of people aren't looking for that.
Especially during this climate.
Some women now I see aren't looking for that now. They just trying to date a little bit, and then when they get bored,
and that's what
let's move around.
They trying to be like men, and they can't because they still emotional.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
We emotional. Men, so here's the thing, man. It's like, because there's a lot of women who will not do everything in a relationship. That's just what it is. Just like a man is not going to be able to do everything. A lot of men will do most and will do, go above and beyond, but I feel like there are a lot of women in relationships. Once they get in relationships, they ease back a little bit. But the men, we keep having to do 100, keep having to go 100. If we go to 80, women going to notice it. Hey, why you not da-da-da-da-da? You know what I'm saying? The woman can fall off, and we're going to be like, oh, you know, she might be having a bad day, might be having a bad week. You know what I'm saying? But we got to keep chugging. We got to keep this thing pushing. You know what I'm saying? And it's different the other way around.
I would say that I understand where he's coming from 1,000%. Because, I mean, especially depending on your age. Now, the motivation I would have for settling down would be companionship. Because, I mean, you can have 10 bad women on your roster and still feel lonely as hell. Mm-hmm. Because none of them are tied to you. None of them are obligated to you. None of them truly care about, I don't know, I guess like you as a person. They care about you according to your role in their life or how you benefit them. Okay, y'all kicking it, y'all going on trips. Or y'all, you know, you spending money on her. Or you just, you know what I'm saying, giving her sex or whatever. And she values the sex. But she doesn't really care about you as a person like that. Mm-hmm. To whereas when you got one woman and y'all are in a relationship, it's the companionship. It's the, you know, you watch my back, I watch yours. It's the, if I get in a car wreck, you gonna be the first person I call. Or it's something great happens to me, you the first person I call, you the one I want to tell. You know, I know if, you know, if things go bad, I got a number. If I get locked up, I got a number that I can call because I know you're going to be there for me. And it's non-conditional. It's none of that. To whereas these 10 women that you got, you just sexing or you just kicking it or whatever. If something bad happened to you, you call them. Hey, I ain't about to put up no money for you. That ain't our relationship. Or I ain't about to come through. Oh, you in a wreck? Or you know, you paralyzed now? Or I'm not about to. We done. It's that type of thing. The relationship is conditional. Mm-hmm. Compared to when you got one woman that you really in love with, is unconditional. So I think that would be the motivation to do it. Mm-hmm. But just like Kenny said, you got to be in the mindset to be able to take that on.
Facts.
Because you are giving up a lot to be exclusive to one woman. You are. It just is what it is. As a man, as a successful, handsome man, you're giving up a lot. You have to compromise, which is huge. People say that like it's a light thing to do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, you compromise and lay shit, make that. And that's cool. But if you've been living your life a certain way, I do what I want every day.
How you want it, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm just expected to, oh, I got to factor in you into all my decisions. Right. Or, you know what, I can't go do what I want to do today because you want to kick it or you want to do something that I may not even like.
Yep.
But because of we in a relationship, I got to respect it. Mm-hmm. Type of situation. So you are giving up a lot. So you got to be in the right mindset to be able to go into that situation. So, I mean, but as far as your friend and why he would say that, that's why. Because, you know, it's fun being out there, being able to just do what you want. Yep. Without having to answer to anybody.
Yep.
So,
That's another reason why I'm single. Because, like, what separates you from everybody else? You got vagina. Okay. All these women got vaginas. You know what I'm saying? You look decent, you pretty, whatever. Okay, a lot of women look pretty. You got your own whip. Okay. Like, what else are you bringing that's going to benefit me? Because I know you're going to benefit from me. That's just what it is. I know you're going to benefit from me. So how will you add value to my life to where I want to reciprocate that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well said. On that note, man, we're going to get into the advice column. All right. Hey, crew. My name is Fancy, and I have two questions for you guys.
Fancy.
He says, if you met a woman who's never had an exclusive relationship, would that raise a red flag to you? I'll be 31 soon. I've never been in an exclusive relationship. I've talked to 4 men in my life, 1 in high school, 2 in college, 1 after college. But for whatever reason, I can't get a man to commit and be exclusive. I've asked one of them after the fact why we never made it official, and he told me it was him, not me. And it sometimes felt like I didn't care about him because I was so nonchalant. After all the cooking, cleaning, and gift giving, he felt the way because I never pushed the issue with him about other females. But we weren't exclusive, so I didn't feel like I had the right to push any issues on top of the fact that I knew he wasn't going to stop fucking. I knew I wasn't going to stop fucking with him at the time, so there's no need to nag him. The last guy I was talking to ghosted me and popped out with a girlfriend not even a whole month later. So at this point, I'm confused as fuck with this whole dating thing and how it works. What advice do y'all have for me to secure a real relationship? Because this single shit is whack as hell.
Stop being a pushover.
and open your mouth. Open your mouth.
You was easy. You were easy target. I'm sorry I had to say it like that. But you just
easy. Don't be sorry for that. She asked for the real.
Talking to the mic too.
Lack of experience.
She asked for the real. She asked for the real.
But I think you're just an easy target. Like, you're giving them everything and everything a wife would does. You cooking, cleaning, feeding them. You probably saying yes to everything you want, going to go get them some food, candy, whatever you want, and not expecting nothing in return.
Yep.
And like you said before, you never forced the issue. So, y'all probably, when y'all first met, I'm guessing you probably gave up the goods.
Oh, out the dough. You know
out
that.
Out the dough. You know that. You know, and that's okay. Sometimes. But I think you're falling in love too quick. You pulling the oldest so well right now.
Oh my God. No.
You're falling in love too quick. You know, it's all fine and dandy to have, you know,
I
have
sex. I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to have sex, you know, that's fine. It's fine and dandy to do that. But at certain levels, you got to get to that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all first do it one time and then you pull back. You know, find out where the vibe is going, what you want to do, where is he going in life. What are you looking for? We give you these same questions to ask. If you want a relationship, ask that man, what are you looking for? If he tells you, I'm just doing me, you know, doing this, you know, he's not going to settle down with you. Exactly. You are not the one. You will probably never be the one. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. You'll probably never be the one.
Make your intentions clear.
Make it known. Today. You know, if you just want to have sex with him, then say, okay, cool. We just going to have sex and we're going to keep it at that. You know, but... I from what you just said, you ain't had no exclusive relationship. You too easy.
Hey, and how she asking? That means she like what's she asking for real on the low? I think she wanna ask like, how can I keep a man and build a family? That's what she asking. Make your intentions clear from the jump.
Yep.
From the jump. That way a dude know where to bar at. Because if a man don't know where to bar at, he gonna set his own bar, and it's gonna be very low on you, baby. You might be the food person.
She was everything, obviously.
Cook, cleaning, gift giving, all kind of stuff.
When she said that, I was like, "What?"
Hey, you was the maid plus. That's what you was. You was the maid, and you came off that ass.
Fancy, you was being too fancy.
That's it.
Letting the man gets in your panties.
That boy's a damn fool, man.
Pretty much what y'all saying. And first off, Kenny.
Damn, man. Let me get my joke off. Let it go to the next one.
It's a phrase by Wiz Khalifa, my nigga. Say, I don't love him. I don't chase him. I duck him. That's been my phrase since then, dog. That's just, but anyway.
But you've been lying, though.
Okay.
Yeah, stop being too easy.
Wait till I show you my resume. But yeah.
You need to start being fancy on him. That's what you need to start being.
Yeah, you need to start finessing and start being fancy. You know what I'm saying? Playing the wrong game, baby. Playing the wrong game.
I would say, going with the flow is cool initially, but at some point, like, you gotta, like, for one, men are attracted to structure. I think I done said this 100 times on this pod. Men value structure. We value a woman that knows what she wants. So if you just going with the flow and you giving us everything we want, then we know that you are highly susceptible to doing whatever it is that we want you to do. And if we know you're going to do that, why? Will we take ourselves off of the market? I'm getting everything from you that I want, that I would get from you in a relationship.
For you.
Why would I do that? You giving me gifts. You cooking. You cleaning. You doing everything. You're not even asking me where I'm going. You're not asking who's going to be there. Nothing. You just cool with everything. You just a pushover. Why would I cuff you?
Exactly. I've been driving a test drive. I've been driving the car for 6 months.
You want me to pay a car note?
And you want me to pay the car note at 7 months? Man, put it back on the lot.
Hey, what you she say? Kobe.
That's real. That's real. So it's like
I get this bad boy off the lot for you, right?
That's real talk. So it's like you gotta understand, like, men value structure. Like, men value something that we may have to bow or bend a little bit for. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. If we don't feel like we gotta bend or bow or nothing at all with you, you just gonna be that convenient, you know, thing in our back pocket we pull out whenever we want to play with and put away whenever we don't want to play with. Mm-hmm. But if we run into a woman that says, okay, nah, well, you know, I plan to be married by such and such, and you know, I plan to do this, and you know, my views on relationship is this, and I'm not doing this if we not exclusive. And like, come in with a non-negotiable list that she really stands on, we gonna respect that. And that's the type of woman that we gonna end up cuffing. But a chick that we can just finagle and just shift around whenever, just pick you up on the chessboard and just put you wherever we want to, you done. And that's just honest.
And not only that, but calling you out, saying all that stuff at the beginning, then calling you out when it happens too. Because a lot of women will make that shit sound sweet.
Yeah.
And because they like you, they let that shit slide.
Yeah.
Can't work that way, baby. You got to stand on it.
You can't like a nigga more than your morals, where it's going to bend them, dog.
That's what it is.
You can't do that.
Because once they bend, you're done.
It's over.
That's just honest to God's truth. It's messed up, but that's the truth. On to the next one. Says, I ran across this debate and I think it holds as a good topic. Question is it okay for a man to give flowers to his child's mother on Valentine's Day if he is in a committed relationship with somebody else? This is from G.
Hell no.
Nah. Nah, man.
Hell no.
The child.
I'm here for my child.
The child, yes. If it's like you have a daughter and you're giving her, yes. But the mama, hell no. Hell no.
Hell no.
Unless he's still beating.
Unless he's still beating.
Then yeah.
Got to smooth it over.
Not saying it's right, but yeah, I see why he would.
Hey.
Well, but what if he just doing it as a gift for taking care of his daughter?
That's what I was going to say. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you for being understandable in this whole separate family household, you know?
I see that point too. What if she's an asshole, though? Nah.
But she's still taking no damn flowers.
But she's still taking care of your daughter.
But if you know...
Raising her right.
Y'all being adult about those situations, she ain't gave you no heck, no nothing.
I got a question for you, Kenny. Say you're a married man.
Okay.
You got a kid with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day come around.
Yeah.
You go take this woman some flowers. Would you do that? You married man.
When I go pick up my kid, yes. Or if even if I ain't got the kid, I'm gonna say to my wife, hey, I'm giving my baby mother some flowers for Valentine's Day, and she's gonna ask, well, I'm gonna say, hey, she's being understandable about my whole situation. Our marriage, she's been respectful of us, and you know, yes, understand about everything.
It's some flowers. Hey, yeah. I ain't paying her mortgage.
I understand that, but for us men, it sound perfect.
I mean, Yeah.
But for a woman,
that's some of the most disrespectful shit you can do.
You can ask me the same question for Father's Day. If I'm married to a woman that's got a kid with another guy,
she buy some shoes or something.
She buy a nigga some ones.
What they call?
Nah, because that's something you got to request.
She bought y'all the same ones.
I'm saying you buy some chocolate.
She bought you some all white. She bought him some all white.
But to be honest, they cost about the same amount. So if you get like a arrangement delivered to his baby mom, that's about $70-$80.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the cost thing. I'm talking about when you buy shoes, you got to know what kind of shoes he want. You got to understand.
Y'all used to date.
I mean, she was with him for 4 years. They had a kid.
Okay, so now it's different.
Y'all adding things to y'all situation.
No, we not.
No.
That was an ex. That was an ex. And she's just saying thank you for being a great father.
You can have a kid with being with somebody for 6 months.
She's saying thank you for being a great father for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And he can't get no shoes?
Why I need to get it? Why?
Okay, so why you need to get some roses?
Okay, cool.
Come on, I'm just saying.
Cool, she buy him some shoes. Okay, whatever. Cool.
You're not gonna trip on that at all?
Nope. If I gotta be okay with giving my baby mother some flowers.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying flowers are a real natural gift on Valentine's Day. Shoes aren't a natural gift for a man on Valentine's Day.
Chocolate is like a natural gift for a man on Valentine's Day. Chocolate is for women on Valentine's Day.
For real,
I think it's like a common gift on Valentine's Day.
If you with your woman, you eating chocolate. You by yourself, your woman is not buying you no chocolate for Valentine's Day, Kenny.
That's real.
I've been bought chocolate for Valentine's Day a couple times,
and you ate it with her
with other gifts.
But you ate it with her though.
But I got bought chocolate.
But you got other gifts, okay, right?
No. If I get anything, your woman's gonna eat it with you. You get any type of food you want to eat with you.
That's true. But it's still a thank you. All it is a token of their appreciation. Thank you for raising my kid for X amount.
I'm not saying I'm gonna buy her like this big.
I didn't say
$100.
That's different.
$100 flowers. I'm saying like I go HEB
and get $12
roses. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for being a good mother. Okay. Thank you for being respectful in the situation. I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, the florist.
get you the know, big, get the $180, three, you know, getting a 12 dozen roses.
A dozen dozen.
Come on, man. Dozen. I'm not doing all that.
Get a dozen dozen.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not paying. So there ain't no point in you getting those $170 Jordans.
Yeah, nah. This is a hard question for me to answer.
Your money anyway, probably child support.
Right, which is what I was about to
say. Especially she ain't got you on child support.
Oh, okay, now she ain't got your child support, now that's something different.
You owe the roses. You owe the roses.
That's something different.
You better bring the roses.
But if I'm paying child support,
hell no.
I'm not buying you no gift. I'm sorry. I mean, we take care of the kid together. Like we are not together. That's just what it is. You feel me? Like we cool, we cordial, but we are not together. I'm not buying you a gift because I wouldn't buy my coworker a gift. I wouldn't buy my homegirl a gift on Valentine's Day. That's what you are to me. You are my homegirl. Valentine's Day I feel is a day for lovers.
But that's the mother of your child.
But you are my homie at this point. We are not together no more. We are not in a relationship. We are not in love. Didn't you say that earlier? You say in love and loving somebody? It's a big difference, right?
A big difference.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Valentine's Day is built around love, right?
It's built about being in love.
No.
Loving somebody. I love y'all niggas. I ain't buying y'all no gifts for Valentine's Day.
Think we men.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
Don't give me no goddamn gift for Valentine's Day.
You just said men get gifts on Valentine's. You said chocolates and shit, right?
Yeah, but
you said that's common though, didn't you?
You ain't gonna buy me no damn chocolates.
Nah, ain't nobody buying.
I got you some chocolate covered strawberries.
I got you some edible arrangements. Yeah,
edible arrangements.
Exactly.
Why? Exactly. You can't use that example.
So I'm not doing that to somebody that I'm not in love with.
What's y'all address? On the 14th.
I'm buying you
strawberries.
nigga deliver chocolate covered strawberries
to the team. I love y'all boys.
Don't
say for Mr. B.
It's fact.
Hey, nigga, I'm gonna look at that shit and flip it. Who is y'all? Flip that shit smooth.
I'm picking that shit right off the goddamn. B, don't send me no shit like that ever again.
Matter of fact, y'all boys check y'all those next year. Make sure I send something.
I'm gonna put a goddamn bag of shit on you.
But to answer the question, no. I don't feel comfortable with that, and I wouldn't feel comfortable if the vice versa. You're not buying that man. Like, why are you buying that man gifts? No, I'm sorry. No, that's just not happening.
You wear a size 9. So who is size 13, bro?
Oh, that's that's for Jonathan.
Yeah,
you
see, that's why I see y'all going too far.
We're not doing that.
I wanted these J's. How you got these? I want them. What?
That's what I'm talking about. Nah, fam.
Yeah, see y'all going too far.
It's a big size that you want.
All right, so on to the next one, man. This is from Mia. She sent a clip. Oh, this is a long clip. We ain't going to play all of it. But the title of this video is Single Until Married. How do you feel about this? I'm just going to play maybe 60 seconds.
Right now, you know what? I'm not ready right now, but let's just go with the flow. Would you stick around?
This question doesn't apply to me because I don't believe in relationships. You're single until you're married.
Oh. Ooh.
So
okay, let's talk about that. So hold on.
A bit dangerous.
So you're talking to someone, and then you guys get engaged, and then you're married. So
you're either single or you're married. There's no box to check for boyfriend or girlfriend.
Stupid. Are there any parameters?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think everybody should have boundaries. There are things that I like won't do, but I'm traditional in that way. Like my grandmother, my mother, they were courted and then they were married. There's no such thing as a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, why are you even in a relationship? I'm not trying to offend anyone, I promise.
Why are you in a relationship
if, for example,
you see how they looking on this?
You're in a relationship, right?
They confused.
I'm not sure if Stephanie was married, but you mentioned you was with somebody for 21 years. Not married, you break up. What do you have left besides those beautiful, healthy babies?
That's just dumb.
There's no alimony. There's no support. There's just a history there. God forbid when you got sick, you don't even have the right to make decisions over him. His mother can just swoop in. This is his house. You got to go this, that. I don't believe in that. I think that if you're going to be in a relationship or like live with people, and I think it's just not good. I believe in transactional activities. I believe in... I just got to know that when this is over, I can look at it and be like, okay, at least I got this out of it. And a kid ain't the answer for that for me.
At least what is that?
Out of your bum ass.
What is what?
What is that?
Security.
I'm sorry.
That you said, at least I can look at it and see that I got this out of it. What is this?
Right. Whatever this is for me in that moment. For example, yeah, everybody going to judge me and it's probably going to be bad, but So SD, say you into me, right? Hey, Cassandra, I like you. Let's kick it. Cool. I'm going to ask you from the gate, what are your intentions? Are you trying to build? Are you trying to have a family? And no things matter because I'm not having nobody's children. Right? And if you're honest enough, because I respect honesty, look, I'm really just trying to fuck. Cool, SD, we could fuck. I need a first class ticket. I want a hotel with a balcony. I want a view of the beach. Let's go get to know each other. I understand transactional. When we come back, we kick it again. You want to hang out? Let's hang out. I'm not opposed to building. I'm not opposed to dating. I am opposed to committing to a man that I'm not married to.
Thoughts? I gotta go watch this whole thing.
That's the stupidest.
Is it?
From the clip I done heard, that's the dumbest shit.
But is it?
Yes, it's the dumbest.
Is it not how a lot of men move?
Huh?
Is it not how a lot of men move?
But
outside of the booking the hotel for it.
No. Men don't move like, I'm single, then I'm married. I don't know one man in my history of knowing niggas on the planet. This is all men. This is all men. Black, white, Mexican, child. I don't know niggas on the planet that just like, yeah, I'm single today, but I'm going to be married next week. Come on, bro.
But she's saying technically, because on your taxes, it don't say committed on your taxes. Bro, it don't say situationship on your taxes.
That sounded stupid as fuck.
She said her grandmothers were raised to be courted, and then they were married. Not situationship. For 15 years, like 21 years.
21 years. That's what she's saying.
That's crazy. So I get what she's saying. Actually have some intention. Like she said, what's your intentions with me? Are we just smashing?
When you courting somebody, right?
You getting to know them.
In a way that's your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Nope.
I'm talking they definition. Old niggas definition. I'm courting them. You back then, we ain't have phones, everything one day. You know what I'm saying? So when they was courting somebody, they courting them for maybe a year or two. They're not seeing them every day.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
But I can court 3-4 right
now. So if we talking modern times, you can court a woman every day. A different woman every day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Back then you couldn't do that.
But you still single.
No, but back in them days, they was courting in two goddamn, they may see that girl, maybe 3 times in a month.
Man, them niggas had a whole family off the bat.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. You talking about you single and you want to go straight into being married. You don't even know this person.
I think you might be.
She said you're getting to know him in the courting stage.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
I ain't about to just be marrying nobody. I ain't girlfriending with. I'm not misunderstanding nothing.
You got a court.
I'm not jumping from being single to. She said you are single and you married.
Yes.
If I am single, how I'm gonna marry you?
Because you got to get in a relationship. courting.
No, that's no.
You're still single.
When I just said that, y'all was like, courting ain't relationship. That's what y'all just said.
You still
a couple seconds ago.
It's not a relationship.
No, bro. No.
When you file your taxes, what it say? Are you filing together or you filing separately?
Bro,
I get what Matt is saying. Matt is saying, okay, if she say, what are you looking for? Say a girl asks you, what are you looking for? And you say, hey, I'm looking to settle down and get married. Right then when you say that, you don't say, okay, when you see her, I'm gonna marry you.
No.
Y'all Matt is saying when y'all start talking, you expect to be some boundaries, like, hey, you're not talking to anybody else. We're just talking to each other.
You're
dating with the intent to marry.
She said
no girlfriend. She said that you don't have a girlfriend. Yes, you either single or you married.
Yeah, and if you're single, that means you're still being
everything
to talk to
on
other
the
people.
Table. Exactly.
But she also said that I'm not saying that we don't have any boundaries. She did say that.
How you gonna put boundaries on a single nigga, man?
That's a great question.
Because if I'm talking to a woman and she's like, I'm single till I'm married, but I want to talk to you. In my eyes, bitch, I'm single. We kick it when we kick it, but I'm out here. You know, I'm playing by your rules. Technically, I'm playing by your rules.
I think she's going off
because you just told me
just the word,
you single.
The word usage.
I think that's what, but I think
that's,
I think
that's what it
I don't
is.
Think she could say that because even if you set boundaries and you're technically setting parameters for boyfriend and girlfriend stage,
but you're not married.
I didn't say you're married.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So that
but
makes
she,
you single.
She doesn't want to lose anything out the whole. That's her whole big thing. She doesn't want to
exactly.
get in the whole situation and lose something. But once you start setting boundaries, you start losing things.
If you set a boundary, say, hey, you can't talk to nobody else, you're losing out on a potential to talk to other guys. Mm-hmm. If you're setting boundaries, you can't have sex with anybody else, you're losing, you lose an opportunity to have sex with them. Mm-hmm. So you're still going to lose things out of the whole situation. And I mean, I get what she was saying. I just think she can't say it's single and then married.
Yeah, and the reason I would say that is because it's like you said, oh, when you file on your taxes, what you file, single or married, right? There's that or that. Have you ever tried having sex with another woman while you courting and then say, oh, well, baby, my taxes say I'm single. You think that excuse is going to fly?
But she didn't say relationship. She said dating. If I'm just courting a few people, I can do that.
Right. So, but she's saying like dating with intentions. So you go from single to married. So this whole time until we married, say, for instance, we courting for 8 months, and then you want to get married in month 9. So, mm-hmm. So I mean, I can have sex with other people until these 8 months, right?
If that's what was established,
and then on top of that,
that's what she established, right. She said the boundary, whatever.
But you got to realize, on top, as a man, bro, for real,
that's what she lost me though.
Even if you did do that, you gonna stop fucking these hoes the day you get married? Because all the way up to the day you got married, you was fucking hoes. Mm-hmm. You gonna stop fucking all these women? Right then and there, the women that you dealing with, you just go, hey man, I can't fuck with you. I got a wife now. I know I got married yesterday and I was single the day before that. You know what I'm saying?
I know my beliefs. I'm just arguing the point.
Come on, bro.
I think she lost it with boundaries.
Yeah.
I mean,
stop it, bro.
There's no way you go from 8 months to married right then and there. Because if you find out she been fucking old Johnny Gill,
you know what I'm saying?
7 months and 29 days in, and you going to propose to her on the eighth month. Come on now, man.
If y'all both been hitting and had the understanding, then what's wrong with that?
This is the thing, right? When you say boundaries, that automatically implies relationship immediately. Mm-hmm. Because if we single and we just moving how we want to move and we kicking it, that's one thing. But once boundaries come, okay, I don't want you talking to nobody, or I don't want you having sex with nobody else. That's a relationship.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
Because I've had situations where they said, I know, you know, I'm in a situation or whatever, but they like, I know you might be sleeping with people, just wear a condom. And I'm like, of course. Like, I'm not going. So.
Okay, that's protection.
That's boundaries. That's boundaries.
That's a protection for your health right there.
Yeah, I mean, I know that.
That's just like, still, just like after you got sex with somebody.
Still, I know you hit those people.
That should be a boundary for yourself anyway.
The way she portrayed boundaries was, no, I ain't going to be, if we got the boundaries on, I ain't going to be out here doing this, but he can't be out here doing this too. That's boyfriend-girlfriend shit. That's the way she described it.
You're right, but she didn't say that. But I mean, because for example,
I'm right, but she didn't explain. Which one is it? What you saying?
So for example, because she said he could pay for my trip, pay for this. You know what I'm saying?
But hold on.
If you can kick it and stuff, who's to say she not cool with him doing that with somebody else as well? As long as all that's taken care of. Who's to say?
I mean, I'm not married.
We
understand that part, Otis. We're just saying that she's wrong about single and then married. Nobody just jumps from, you just start talking to somebody, you just let them be free willy, and then the next day you say, okay, let's get married. You don't do that
She's saying boundaries. And again, immediately, once you set boundaries, we are in a relationship. If it's no boundaries set, then we move how we want. Just like she said, the whole, oh, I'm not living with nobody until I'm, for one, we not getting married. If we not living together before we get married, that's just what it is. I don't care what your great grandma them did. I don't give a damn. Me, that's not happening. Because I don't know you until we live together. So that's my view on that. And she also says she believes in transactional relationships. And that's when she brought up the flights and said, okay, you want to just have sex? Da, da, da. Okay, well, I need X, Y, Z. That I'm perfectly cool with.
Okay.
But you can't tell me that I'm single, but you can't do X, Y, Z. No, baby. That's not how this works. Single, I'm going to move. I'm going to do what I want to do.
All day.
Period. No boundaries on nothing.
So if I tell you, no, you can't come by because I got another shorty.
Correct.
I don't need you popping up.
As long as I can tell you the same thing.
You need a relationship stage. You need a boyfriend, girlfriend.
I can tell you the same thing.
Yeah, and so, then 2 weeks later, I don't need you to be like, oh, okay, it's time for us to get married. No. I got three that I got a date with in one day. Push that marriage back 2 months and we'll check on it.
Hey, that's what you asked for. Okay, next question. This is from Jana. She says, hey, I'd like to submit a question. Do you think cheating can be a mistake? Would you forgive a cheater?
Next question.
No and no. That's my answer. What y'all got?
No and no. Let's go.
No and no.
Next question. No.
For a woman, you might forgive a man, though.
Can you forgive? Yes. Will you forget? No.
No.
That's real. Simple and plain. Get out of here.
Ski that deal.
Okay, on to the next one. Hey, I would like to remain anonymous. I'm friendly.
Say their name anyway, man. Fuck them. Fuck them. You want to write in and pick your nuts up halfway? We're going to pick them up all the way for you. Say their name.
So you like picking up people's nuts?
False.
I have no response.
Best of all, he threw us under the bus. We gonna pick him up. No, ain't no we. We ain't picking up nothing.
Y'all went along with it.
Oh my God. Okay. She says, I'm finally breaking relationship turn situationship that just isn't going anywhere, G. We are 23 and 26, living in Houston, Texas, baby, in all caps. Thanks for the positive representation, y'all. We've known each other for years. I'm sure that plays a part in why he enjoys seeing my growth as a woman and keeps an ear out for me with or without my access. He is always saying, to me, thank you for being you. This isn't said because we've just got done being nasty or anything. He just always mentions my energy. Me being there for him, he calls me quote unquote home. Which for me is on a small scale.
Y'all so trash.
Don't start that today.
Oh, you home? Oh, you home?
Don't start that today.
Come on, man. Get comfortable. I'm sorry.
Which for me is on a small scale. Isn't on a small scale anymore because we're not in an exclusive space anymore after taking a long break from commitment. I ultimately told him, you know, try and be happy. And I'm deciding to move around. But I'm curious. What is that even supposed to mean? It's giving me very much so. Thank you for your service, your war veteran vibes. And believe me, I'm not going to war over dude. No way. Say your fellow Texan needing decoding.
Nah, you know where you played.
So what's she asking?
What's that game called? Hide and seek. You ever play hide and seek where you start off somewhere and then you go do your thing and come back home. That's what he's doing. Anytime he fall down or anytime he needs to come back, anytime he lost all his hoes, he come back to you.
Yeah, basically my guess is this. They had a situation. He wanted out of the situation. They break up. He's keeping tabs on her. He's texting every now and again, hey, I see your growth. You know, I like the woman you turned into. You know, you've always been home to me. You know what I'm saying? I just love what you're doing. I don't want to be with you, but I love what you doing out here, just keep that up. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So he's steadily keeping tabs on her. And then recently she decided to do what she, you know, do her thing, date around or whatever, this, that, and third. But he continues to do so. She's asking us to interpret, what does that mean from him?
It means he's happy to see you grow.
Yeah.
He's proud of you.
Uh-huh.
He's being a gentleman.
He don't want to be there.
Hell no.
Oh wait, also we are 23 and 26.
Yes. Yeah.
We reiterate that.
He running game too.
What he doing is he own these hoes. He probably wanna be with you for real and probably know you the woman for him, right? But these hoes is calling at 26, baby. So he keeping the tabs on, he letting you know, hey, I'm watching you. I'm in the dark watching you. Every time you think to get a man, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that type of shit. The moment you about to forget about me, I'm right here. You know what I'm saying? Don't mind the holes that's on my neck. These are temporary.
Because I'm watching you.
You know what I'm saying? These are temporary. You got your shit together. But I need to get mine together. But I got to string you along. That's what he doing. He just stringing you along. And watch your fool ass going to fall for it. You're going to become 26.
He's 29.
He's gonna be 29. He's gonna be washed out the game.
So the shit y'all be falling for is beyond.
And because he's a little bit older, so of course that always plays a part with women.
You know what I'm saying? So baby, stop wasting your time. Stop, change your number. Block that nigga on your social medias and all that type of shit. And go live.
Yep.
Go live out here.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a quick scenario. You might be too young to remember what layaway is, but right, like back in the day, right? Like if you went to the store, you really wanted something real bad, but you know you wasn't in a position to buy it. What you could do is you could put it on layaway. And what that meant is that like the store will hold it for you, and you can make a payment here, there, every now and again. And then like, you know, eventually when you was ready to have it, you can go pay it all off, and then they would give it to you and it would be yours. Your situation is very similar to that. He doesn't want to be with you right now because he out here on these holes. He's young, 26. That's probably when you start getting your good job, making your good money, living in your own place, and you got access to more women than he's ever had access to. Y'all had young love. So he's out here trying to explore what's all out here. Now, he does value you. He does think highly of you. And he may actually want to settle down with you somewhere down the line, unless he runs into somebody that sweeps him off his feet before then. But you are a backup plan. Mm-hmm. You are an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. In case all of this goes left, it's like, hey, you know what? I always got old trusty Dusty back here. I'm going to go pay this layaway off.
She ain't
got
to be Dusty.
I always got old trusty Dusty back here. I'm just going to pay this off and get my product out of layaway. That's what you are to him. You are a product on layaway.
Because he knows what he'll get from it.
Correct.
He knows what he gets
from
it.
So it's about, are you cool with being a product on layaway, waiting on him to come around when, who knows when? Maybe a year, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years down the line. Who knows? But that's your role. That's your position at this point. Question is, are you satisfied in that? Or are you going to go get somebody who's on the same page and wavelength as you are? One or two options. It's very, very simple.
KT?
Go back to the shelves.
To get rebought.
To get rebought.
That's true. That's facts.
Oh, well.
I don't know what y'all want me to say to that.
No, I mean, it's fairly cut and dry. I'm just tired of, like, it's just wild, the type of things that women put up with, man, and waiting.
The bar is in hell.
It's crazy, bro.
No, they smarter than that. They just...
They want
where's
love.
The women's intuition?
They want love. They want to be careful.
Where
they don't
the
want to be lonely.
Intuition, man.
I see that all the time on Twitter from women. I want to be held. I wish I had a man's presence, a man's this and... Man.
Crazy part is he ain't doing none of that for you.
Nope.
Because he's gone.
He is holding her. Holding her hips.
That's facts, bro. Like, you got to want better for
what
yourself.
What is socks still on?
A nigga in there with the muscle shirt halfway on, with the socks on.
Say you hitting out the zip hole, man.
Hey, out the zip hole.
That nigga came come in there with some fam. Chuck Taylor,
damn.
So he had to take them off.
You didn't get undressed, but you butt ass naked.
Hey, man, look, we say all that to say, value yourself, man. You deserve better than waiting around on anybody,
then he
bro.
Fake a call to get up out of there after you bust.
That's sad, man. Okay, on to the next one. I know that you probably get a lot of relationship questions, but it's because of the content and advice you give, which is so well-rounded and from different points of view. I'm looking for a serious relationship, but every guy that I come in contact with has a girlfriend that I later find out about. The dating scene is frustrating because I feel like I'm getting nowhere. What is your advice for a 29-year-old professional female as far as dating, putting myself out there without coming across as too aggressive, thirsty, etc.? This is from Delmonica.
Damn. Every guy you talk to is in a relationship?
That's crazy.
Every guy?
Damn.
Where you meeting these guys at?
Sounds like she's picking the same
Twitter,
guy.
Instagram? What? I mean, I think you need to go out to a bar or something. Make them have multiple dates with you at random times.
Real shit.
Hey, that's slick though. That's what.
At random times of the day. We got to meet it right here.
Lunch. You free right now?
Shit, on Saturdays, 8.
Make that nigga get up at
Sundays.
9 in the morning.
What time straight you think up. What time would you want to go out when you got a boyfriend? That's the time you need to pick.
Straight
what?
Up.
What?
That's the real shit.
That's the realest that's advice the you can give her though.
I'm trying to find out why every guy she talked to got a girlfriend.
If you had a boyfriend, what time would you want to go out?
Yeah, what time?
And leave that bum ass nigga at the crib.
Make that nigga get up to get wop out at 1 in the morning. Look, hey, I know you're up late.
Hey, that's real though.
Shit, man, golly.
Just to test the nigga. If he say he can't make it, you know something up.
So what does she have to do to basically get a better dating pool?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, yeah. That's what I think she should do. I mean, going to bars is good too. But if every place she go to is a girlfriend in the back though,
aim high. Shit, that could be one thing too. What type of dudes are you dating?
Bro,
I think that's valid.
You may just give off side chick vibes.
See,
she may.
Yeah, she may talk a lot.
Come on now. We all know that it's a type.
Yeah, she may just talk
be
a lot.
Okay, yeah. She'll be suitable for the side.
Or she talk about her job too much. She say she's professional. So she talk about the money or how successful she are too much.
You want me to lay it out?
But how does she, every guy she pick is got a girlfriend? Like, like the first one she
end up finding out they have a man? Mm-hmm. Or like she's trying to holler?
No, she's finding out they got a girl later down the line.
Like, are they shooting at you?
How is it later down the line?
Maybe she needs to start shooting at them. That's maybe they're shooting at her and she's not shooting at them.
That's what I said.
Maybe you should start, you know, doing your research first and then, you know, shoot at somebody. If you meet them at a bar or something, you know. Y'all exchange social media.
Don't hand out your number. Say I need your Instagram and Facebook. Them two is gonna tell you who the nigga is. Mm-hmm. Especially a nigga Facebook. That's for a nigga Facebook, boy. That's gonna let you know if he's single, married.
Nah, hand out the number because you need to FaceTime him randomly.
Ooh, if he ain't got no iPhone, yeah. Hey, baby. Hey, you got
Zoom,
Google Duo,
Google Skype. Duo, baby.
Facebook Messenger.
Really though.
Hey,
Instagram even got FaceTime.
FaceTime that nigga at 12 a.m. See if he answers.
If it's real. Hey, I'm sorry, your luck right now is in the dumps. I don't know how to everyone you picking.
Fact is this, Monica. I'm gonna keep a G with you, man. You cannot control who approaches you. You can only control what you entertain.
Yep.
So you gotta ask yourself, like, once you like find out that these men got girls, like, what do you do after that? That's the question that I want to ask. Because something tells me. It's just something tells me. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Something tells me that
you continue the situation. You might get mad at first or whatever, but he still continues to, you know what I mean? So you got to nip that in the bud. But as far as your dating pool, you just got to broaden yourself and open up yourself to more avenues. You know, if you're on Instagram or Twitter, you know, they got plenty of Facebook groups and different things like that where you can find a dude that got your same interests or, you know, at the bar or at the grocery store. And just like Kenny said, it ain't nothing wrong with shooting at dudes. You ain't got to just lay, I love you. I want to be in a relationship with you. Da, da, da. You ain't got to do that. All you got to do is let that man know you're interested and let him come the rest of the way.
Yep.
A lot of women don't know how to do that, but then they get mad because they're getting approached by a certain bum type of dude. Well, you have the ability to change that.
Yep.
So, you know, again, sometimes you just got to adjust your scope.
That's it. Clean it off.
Sniper rifle. You know what I'm saying?
Because your shit dusty,
though. It's real. Dusty.
All right, on to the next one.
Loose joystick. You know, you try to aim, that bitch keep doing that.
Yeah, you got to throw that bitch in the garbage. Time to get a new joystick.
Straight up. All right, he says, Crew Season Podcast is the pod, period. You guys really keep the culture moving forward in all areas, and I hope y'all are doing well with the current events in Texas and keeping yourselves and family safe.
Yes, sir.
Say, just need a little advice about taking care of sick parent. My mom had a stroke and heart attack 2 years ago. She can still walk and talk. No major issues. I'm 33 and moved back to help financially with a rehab. Now that she's back on her feet with government assistance and physically doing better, do you think it's a good time to move back out and get things on my own? My name is BJ, by the way. Magna cum laude of Sleazeball University. Mm-hmm. Shout out to BJ.
Appreciate you.
Going down, boy. I see you out here.
Real one.
See you out here.
My advice on that, bro, would be, like, as long as you feel comfortable with, like, where she is, and that's not saying you ain't going to come back, you know, frequently and check on her and make sure she's straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, it's honorable that you even did that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wouldn't do that. They'd put their mama in a, you know, a home somewhere or something, or a hospital, and just went on to go live their life. But you came back, you know, stepped up and did what you had to do. So that's definitely commendable.
Respectable.
But you can't let that, I guess, like, impede the progress of your life forever, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be some kind of way that you can get back to getting your life on track. Because if you don't, you're going to look up and be 40, 50 years old, you know what I'm saying?
And you'll be left behind.
Right. Prime of your life done passed you by, you know, career-wise, you done made moves according to helping your moms and this, that, and now you miserable with where you at. Now you starting to resent her. And that's what you don't want. You know what I'm saying? So just find some kind of method, whether it's, you know, again, hiring, you know, the government helping out or whatever, hiring a personal nurse for or something that can look after 3 days and you look after her two, or just whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just find a way to get back to living your life. Because if you don't, you will come to regret it. I promise you that.
boys got people tend to, people tend to get stronger when they by themselves.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, you set her up to be great, to have her back on her feet. She got her everything she need. You just need to get back out here.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell her, hey, I'm a phone call away, baby. Mm-hmm. If you really need me, just hit me. But you really need to get about it. You need to get out here and do what you need to do out here.
Straight up.
And she gonna respect it because you the one came back and put her in a position to help herself.
Bingo.
So she gonna respect it. You know what I'm saying? She, and to be honest with you, she gonna be even more proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because she gonna look at it like, man, this boy put his life on hold to make sure I was straight. Now I'm straight and he back out here. He back on top of his game.
Yep.
Ain't nobody, you can murder somebody today. Ain't nobody ever gonna be able to say something bad about you in her face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So get out of here, bro.
Sentiments the same. What both of y'all boys said. Right on here.
All right, on to the last one of the day. This is Hello Crew Season. I just want to give a big kudos to you for providing consistent in all caps, quality content. Appreciate I always look forward to tuning in every week. I was just wondering, do men expect sex if they pay for a trip out of state or out of the country? My ex claims we can have separate beds and that he wasn't even thinking of getting any ass. He says he will pay for everything. He just doesn't want to go alone. He wants to go to Vegas and to the Grand Canyon. I rolled my eyes and told him I'll think about it. However, I still believe he will make a move, and I'm preparing to shut him down with every attempt. Am I wrong to go on a trip since we are no longer together? I broke it off because he didn't want a serious relationship. I'm currently working on myself, going to counseling, and plan to start dating again in April. So I'm moving on from him.
Set a date for your date?
Yeah. So I'm moving on from him, but this free trip sounds appealing. Let me know what you think.
Don't go on a trip.
It's from Tia.
Are you going to counseling because of this relationship?
I don't think it's because of that relationship. I think it's just in general. She said like he didn't want to settle. So I'm sure it was a couple dudes before that didn't want to settle either.
So it got to do something with that relationship too, isn't it?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, it definitely plays a part.
Do not go on that damn trip.
No.
He gonna want to beat.
Yeah.
Period. He's gonna want to beat, especially he didn't pay that high ass plane ticket and Grand Canyon Vegas too. And you gonna want to spend something. And you gonna be bending it over when you get out. Just let me know, baby.
Take her for a couple of drinks. Hey, get her loose.
He gonna have you by the hips by the end of the night. Yeah.
So don't take the trip. Don't do that. But can men take a woman on a trip and not? Well, you say not want to be.
Yes.
Yes, men always want to be. But can they have enough discipline to, you know, not initiate if you don't want to do it? Yeah, I think so.
True.
But not want to? Come on now.
But that's his ex though. So he know what.
Oh yeah, I told her. Yeah, that's your ex. You don't deal with that no more. Y'all done. You done with that. Don't even convert. I don't even know why y'all talk to each other.
You know what I'm saying? He know what buttons to push. He know what to say.
Nah. We would be done. Hey, plus, I'm in counseling. I'm trying to work on myself.
Right.
I don't need your drama, all your shit that you're trying to do just because of trip. If Vegas is that important, you get done with your counseling and go on a trip with your girlfriends.
Exactly.
I'm gonna stir the pot. All right. So let's say they out there. She do go. She accepted. Before she goes, she lays it down. We're not having sex. He still say cool.
Mm-hmm.
He go and knock something else off while you out there. Is that fair?
Come on.
Yes,
man.
Yes, it's fair, okay. Of course.
Yes.
But he not going to be doing that. He inviting her specifically for a reason.
I know.
Because
he don't want
to
be.
She left him. You know, men tend to have a agenda for a woman when she leaves. You get what I'm saying?
I gotta get it back some kind of way.
You get what I'm saying? Like I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I'm missing something. You get what I'm saying? So nah, you don't want to deal with that.
I say don't go though. Yeah. Don't go.
Yeah, I would say as much of the same, because I think, you know, in this situation, he's basically just pulling you right back into the cycle he was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, you can come, you know, commitment. Ain't no pressure, ain't no nothing. That was the same thing that he was doing when y'all was dating, right? That's why y'all didn't commit. He just wanted to kick it with you and have fun and possibly hit, because he know once he gets you out there and we seeing sights and we drinking and we having a good time, it's a good chance.
Reminiscing.
We doing stuff you never seen, girl. Right. I deserve that ass.
And you ain't paid a dime?
You owe me that ass.
He said they going to have separate beds, separate rooms. He going to pop through that door like the leprechaun.
He's
going to pop through that door to silhouette challenge.
Separate beds, separate rooms, or just separate beds? Separate beds.
What'd you say?
I hope it's separate rooms.
If it's separate rooms, why not?
If it's separate beds, shit.
No.
Yeah.
He's still going to be trying to beat,
bro. Nah, he just has separate beds.
Oh, man. She should go out there and beat.
You going to hear that song playing.
Beat something.
Whole room going to turn red and black. He's going to be ass naked, oil down in there. You're going to see all your clothes fall off. What's going on in here?
Yeah, man. Sometimes you just got to let that go, especially in ex situations, bro. Like, you in counseling and trying, you on the right track. You about to get out of counseling. I'm sure the counselor told you to set you a date to when you're going to start and take all the time and before then to get your head right. You need to do that. This is going to be a relapse. If you go out there and deal with dude, of course, you still like him because that's the only reason you're even considering going on the trip. So why would you put yourself in a situation where we traveling, we sleeping together, we doing everything together? It's going to feel couple-ish. Nope. And again, once you get a couple drinks in you, what you may want to do sober, when you get them drinks in you, all that stuff is going to start falling down. And you're going to get to thinking, well, damn, man, maybe if we give it another shot, or maybe, you know, whatever happened, y'all going to start having them conversations. And then you're going to wind up with your ankles behind your head. And that's just one thing that you're not trying to do. So if I was you,
with that fresh cut.
Yeah, I would just stay away from that completely. That would be my advice on that. But on that note, man, we're going to get up out of here, man. Y'all boys, shout out social medias and things of that nature.
KT underscore Goodrich.
SMUV underscore underscore. Follow me on everything. Follow me on Clubhouse. I'll be in and out sometimes.
So well underscore fitness, all platforms. And shout out to the S5 podcast.
Shout out to
podcast.
Detroit AC, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Crew Season. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Make sure y'all leave reviews.
Please review.
Comments.
Are we doing something Clubhouse?
Yeah, yeah, Tuesday.
Patreon people, man.
Yeah.
Y'all not following me. You need to. That's the problem.
Hey.
Because I put it in the chat. If you got to be following me in order for me to add you to the group. Y'all can follow the group, but to add you to the group, you got to follow me so I can add you. Or one of them, if they type it in.
I'm going
to
tell you right now. Next week, we've been discussing this, but I'm going to go first. I'm going to go. Next week, if you got a question to ask the Dean and Dean only, and you are on the Patreon, I will be answering it.
Well, that's going to be a worthless waste of money.
They here for the sleeves. They never came to see you.
You might as well just light your you might as well just light your matter money fact, on fire. You do that.
Matter of fact, every month they coming to see me. You know what? I'm shooting by myself. Give me my piece, my portion of the mic. Cut some of the thing off.
But yeah, nah, when y'all write in the questions to them, write it to us in the Patreon message and clarify at the top.
Yeah, who this you wanted is for, to.
Because all next week we're going to be dropping clips of Smooth answering questions. So we need that. Not next week. Week after.
Yeah, week after.
Week after. So send the questions in this week, and the week after we're going to start.
Any specific questions.
Yeah. So just go from there.
And who you wanted to.
I ain't answering shit.
Oh, you going to answer. Shout out to the Patreon.
Oh, nigga, you gonna answer. You gonna answer.
So whoever you want to answer,
get knocked out like question, used to. Look,
whoever you want to answer a specific question, all you gotta do is put their name at the top and then ask the question.
Yeah.
And they gonna answer that question.
Yeah, put your name at the bottom and then ask the question.
But the Dean is here.
Yeah. You know,
put your name on the side and then ask the question.
Personal questions, you know, in-depth questions. Like y'all see the episode. I want us to go more in depth about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something like that. Just whatever.
Send or if you want to fuck Kenny, man, you pay me $500.
Oh, go right out the window with
Kenny
it.
Kenny said if you ain't sucking from the back, you don't want it.
You don't want no pods. You don't want no pods.
This is what I come back to.
Damn.
That's crazy.
But yeah, shout out to Kennesaw. We will see y'all very, very soon. Matter of fact, this is the last podcast before we.
Yep, because there ain't going to be one.
We shooting out there. Yeah, we shooting out there.
No, we not.
Yeah, we are.
I'm breaking the camera.
But
got a lot of business in that now.
But yeah, y'all boys got any last thoughts? Anything y'all want to get
out? I need some AC because I'm sweating like a Hebrew.
Going back to the house, cook the spaghetti.
Damn spaghetti.
You got me fucked up.
All right. Yeah, I think that's it, man. Again, everybody, appreciate y'all for tuning in. Follow the Crew Season Clubhouse Club on YouTube.
Yes.
Go in to your search. I mean, not on YouTube, but Clubhouse. Type it in, Crew Season. It's going to come up. Follow the club. Make sure you follow us. We can add you. We are going to be live on Tuesday. Time? What time y'all said?
I get home about 10. So
I'll be at work.
Y'all just hop in.
All right, so we're going to fight. Smooth, what time are you going to be?
10:15.
Shit, we can do it at 10 at night. What's up?
10 p.m. We're going to be on 10 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be on Clubhouse. So y'all make sure that y'all tuned in for that. On that note, we are going to play Freestyle from Benny. We're going to keep the Benny theme going. Benny recently went on Fire in the Booth and dropped a crazy freestyle. We're going to play that for y'all on the way out.
Yes! So let's get into this, man. Benny the Bush, y'all. Fire in the crib. And this is amazing, you know. Lockdown ain't stopping us, though.
Hey, yo. We gonna call this shit Fire in the Crib right here. I'm in the studio all the time. It's like my house anyway. Shout out Charlie Sloth, Big Griselda.
Hey, Benny. Yo. Scare my bro.
Ever hit a nigga with some work and he dead you? That ain't the same energy he had when he begged you. My crackhead uncle used to steal from his nephew. Now when he asks for cash, I just say, God bless you. 6 figures a year off of pipes and attics. But I could double that now with one flight to Dallas. Roll with a scale and waited out right in traffic. I used to cop bad work because the price was average. Somebody get clipped, they think I paid for the bounty. Ask these record execs if I was paid for they found me. Really getting the cake, Michigan plates on an Audi. To a nigga getting stocky, eating trays in the county. Niggas spend they money on jewelry, I ain't knocking them. They scary though, if it ain't a video, they ain't rocking them. Private chef, New York strip, steak and tilapia. Private jet did shit niggas ain't think was possible. Perfect, like I hit perfect. The lotto, spent the bag on a trip. 6 or 7 thousand just a tag on a fit. I sent her out of town with some cash and a kiss. So she don't even ask what I stashed in a whip. Real block boys gon' supply him in person. 10 niggas on one block trying to find him a purpose. So just to triple my chances with the highest on workers. Really? Ain't shit changed, they just buy him in verses. It's hard to sympathize when they tell me they feel like quitting. Put in half the work I did, but they want the cribs that I live in. They bought half the work I bought, but still want the price that I'm getting. And I did everything but die just to live this life that I'm living. Honorable and militant, it's hard when your band's dwindling. My first robbery, I pointed my cane with my hands trembling. Went from Super Bowl week every year to the stand snitching. Got half your childhood friends sitting in San Quentin. Break bread for what? I'm from where hoes willing to fuck. Long as you selling weight and ace spilling your cup. They get famous on Twitter and think they lit it in us. But them lines ain't witty enough. My prices really went up. For bitches, y'all rest havens. Y'all niggas just spectators. I went hard and I came out sharp as Gillette razors. That disrespect paper and spin a connect paper. That's how you end up with a smile on your neck later. Since they wanna shine, I'm copping them gold caskets. Y'all little bastards be so backwards. I'm old fashioned. Had dope addicts. Plus my phone had coke traffic. I was good in more than one sport like Bo Jackson. Plugs too, nigga. Yeah. Fire in the crib, man. Fuck COVID.
That's what I'm talking about, Benny.
Long live every black king, man. Long live George Floyd, man.
Yeah.
Long live Michael Jackson. Woo. Plugs too. Long live Sheen Gun. Yeah.
Hey, Benny,
Charlie Sloth, you already know what it is, man. Plugs too, we on the way.